So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm feeling sick. I think we should just watch a movie.
Yeah, I can rock with that.
Okay, what movie do you guys want to watch?
Not that lame-ass Trolls movie. God, I hate that kid show. But if y'all want to turn it on, you know, to make fun of it or something, we could do that.
Joseph, do you want to watch the Trolls movie?
Hell no! What made you think I want to watch the stupid Trolls movie? I definitely don't like to watch it when I'm sick to make me feel better.
Are you sure? Because it sounds like you want to watch the Trolls movie.
Shut the hell up, Cody. I don't want to watch the stupid Trolls movie. I like to watch manly stuff, like documentaries.
Ooh, I know a good documentary.
God, I was fucking kidding.
We could watch that documentary about the poop cruise.
What poop cruise?
Well, you remember like 10 years ago, there was that carnival cruise that all the poop backed up in the toilets and everybody's pooping?
What, everybody was pooping on a cruise ship and it backed up?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to watch it. Come on, guys, let's watch that.
Okay. Well, I guess screw the damn Trolls movie.
We can watch the Trolls movie after the documentary.
Okay, then.
But this documentary is crazy.
You know what would make it better, though? Some dancing, singing trolls.
I can't believe they lost their baby to a river of shit.
You know what's really crazy? They paid to do that.
They paid?
Yeah, they paid to go on a cruise just for their baby to drown in shit.
How much do you think they paid?
Well, cruises are expensive, so at least $1,000 a person.
They paid $1,000 a person to shit and sink for 7 days and lose their kid?
Yeah.
My ancestors went on a free cruise.
A free cruise? They went in a raffle?
And they didn't have to pay a dime.
Oh, they're the luckiest people in the world. I want to go on a free cruise.
Yeah, but they kind of went against their own will, though, dude.
What do you mean?
They were dragged on.
I mean, I drag them on the boat, too. Like, you're not going to accept my free cruise for no money? Just you get on this goddamn boat.
Well, they had lay flat seats, so it wasn't that bad, I guess.
Yeah, they had to lay down for a whole week. I mean, why didn't they go to the pool and, like, you know, eat out the buffet?
I don't think they had that stuff.
Yeah, the closest pool was the damn ocean, dude.
I don't know. I just think they were ungrateful if they didn't enjoy their free cruise.
What?
Guys, I just got an idea. I got a zillion, jillion, billion-dollar idea.
That's a big idea.
Yeah, okay, listen, watch this. Joseph has a long history of his family being in the cruise ship business.
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
So if he knows about cruise ships, right, and I have amazing business thinking skills, and Cody, you have the skill of being...
Homosexual?
That, thank you. So then, guys, if we put all our skills together, we could invent our own cruise line called the Poop Cruise.
Our own cruise line?
Yeah, we call it the Poop Cruise. We just watched a documentary on people staying on a boat. They pay to stay on a boat and shit this thing for 7 days. So watch this. What if we blow up a raft, put it in my pool in the backyard, charge people $1,000 a person, and we put a poop bucket, and everyone goes on there, and they all poop in a bucket for 7 days, and we charge $1,000 a piece? We would make billions and billions of dollars, and they would want, and before you guys say it's a bad idea, well, why would they want to do that? Why would they want to be on a boat and poop in a bucket? Well, there's a fucking documentary where everyone's watching it, so I bet you people want to live that life and see what it was like.
Junior, that has got to be the greatest idea you've ever had.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I already have a captain's hat, and my parents have an inflatable boat in the garage.
Wait, they do?
Yeah, they wanted to be like Olympic rowers or something, and I think they forgot.
Oh my god, okay, guys, I'm going to make a flyer talking about our new cruise line. If it looks good enough, we're doing my idea.
Okay.
All right, guys, what do you think about my flyer?
Let's see. Poop cruise, $1,000 a person. Ooh, cash only, I like that. Unlimited wild cherry Capri Sun. That might be hard to do.
No, it's not. Joseph, go to the store and take as many wild cherry Capri Suns as you can.
I don't have any money.
I said take them. Go steal them.
Ooh, okay.
All right, Cody, you go grab the inflatable boat.
And my sexy captain hat.
I guess.
Come on, Ken.
I'm going to put these flyers up around the neighborhood, and I'm going to tell Chef he's going to be the chef for the poop cruise.
Ahoy, Junior.
Whoa, this is a big boat.
Yeah, it's fucking massive. Oh, this. Yeah, I guess it's okay.
Oh, my God, how many people can fit on this boat?
Oh, at least 14.
Oh, my God, if all 14 people pay $1,000, that's $14,000, Cody.
Yeah, that's how cruises make so much money, Junior. And check it out, I already got the poop bucket.
Oh, that's going to fill up so fast and overflow.
Hell yeah, it will.
Hey, guys, I got the Capri Suns.
What the fuck, Joseph? You got Pacific Cooler? What, they didn't have Wild Cherry?
No, dude, that's all they had at the store.
Nobody's gonna want to go on a poop cruise without Wild Cherry. It's gonna be more like a throw-up cruise.
It's not that bad. I still drink them.
Oh, our first customer's here. Just put him on the boat. Put him on the boat.
All right.
Hello?
Hey there, we're here for the poop cruise?
Boiney, you're supposed to say ahoy like the chips.
Oh yeah, that's right. Ahoy, we're here for the poop cruise. We already had a whole bunch of Taco Bell, so we're ready to shit.
Well, that's good, because we got a big old poop bucket right there by the captain. You can just shit all you want.
Oh, that's perfect.
We've never been on a cruise before.
Yeah, that's right. So whenever we saw the advertisement for the poop cruise, we just couldn't say no.
Oh, and the Capri Sun.
Oh yeah, that's right. We want the Wild Cherry Capri Sun package if that's still available.
I think all we have is Pacific Cooler.
Oh, well, I'm not getting on a poop cruise for Pacific Cooler.
You advertise Wild Cherry.
Hold on. Let me ask the captain. Hey, Captain, do we still have the Wild Cherry Capri Sun? Oh, yes? Yes, we do. You're saying yes? He said yes.
He just shook his head no.
Oh, well, on a cruise, everything's opposite. Yes means no, up means down, left means right.
Oh, okay. Well, we wouldn't know because we've never been on a cruise. So, honey, when we're doing it tonight, make sure you say no.
Aw, Boyney, we tried that before, remember? And I didn't like it.
Well, I couldn't tell. All right. Well, anyway, here's your $2,000.
Okay, you got to pay in cash on the poop cruise.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so get on the boat and start pooping if you feel like it.
Oh, I'm ready.
Woo, this is comfy. I could spend 7 nights here. Wait, where are the beds?
All right, there is your poop bucket, so start shitting in that whenever you feel like it.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to be needing this soon.
Hey, where's the roof?
The roof? Oh, this is one of those convertible cruises. They're new. You get to feel all the elements, like the rain and the wind.
Oh, that's nice.
Can we have our wild cherry Capri Suns?
You're not allowed to drink until you've left the dock and you're in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, maritime law. I think I heard about that.
Yeah, so, there's the captain!
Hey, everybody. I'm gonna be your captain, Captain Hunk. So this is gonna be your muster station, and in the event of an emergency, you can just hang on to my rock-hard abs. They're pretty buoyant, so you can use them as a flotation device.
Oh, what a nice captain.
So, what's the entertainment gonna be?
Oh, well, in a few minutes, we're gonna have a best body contest. And just so you know, the captain is gonna be competing. And I'm also the judge. It's gonna be a very short contest. So if you folks need anything, I'll just be doing butt stuff up at the front.
You know, Karen, if this cruise is nice enough, I think we should retire on a poop cruise.
Ah, that's the dream, Boyney.
I know it burns, Ken, but I'm tired of pounding that pale ass. You need some sun on those cheeks.
Cody, we have a problem.
What's the problem?
So they paid in cash the $2,000.
That doesn't sound like a problem to me.
Well, the only reason they paid that much is they're expecting a wild cherry Capri Sun, and we only have Pacific Cooler.
Oh, yeah, that's understandable.
So what are we gonna do when they find out there's no wild cherry?
Well, once we get out to the middle of the pool, there's not much they can do. It's not like they can just hop off the boat and swim to shore.
I guess you're right. So what do we do? Like, do you think we should wait for more people?
Well, honestly, Junior, I think we should take off as soon as possible. We're lucky we got $2,000. I mean, we're just going to be shitting in the middle of your pool, for God's sake.
Yeah, I don't really think anyone else is going to come up. I mean, I only put, like, 2 flyers up around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go give them, I'm going to get Chef Peepy to give them their food so they get something that they paid for, and then we'll take off.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Ken, time to can the sausage.
All right, who's hungry? The chef is ready to serve you lunch.
Well, we're not really hungry. We already had a whole bunch of Taco Bell.
Oh, well, on this cruise, you keep eating, because the more you eat, the more you shit, and you got to fill up that bucket. So everyone, welcome Chef Peepy!
Hey, what's up, party people? Who's ready to share?
Me!
I can hear you! Who's ready to share?
Me!
It doesn't sound like you guys are ready to shit. Who's ready to shit?
Me, goddammit!
Oh, that's the spirit! Alright, are you ready to eat, though? I got some taco seeds, some beef and cheese taquitos.
Oh, well, these look frozen.
Oh, Boyney, that's why the sun's out. There's no roof. The sun's gonna cook them.
Oh, they've thought of everything.
Attention, passengers. We will now be departing port for the deep end. Hey, Junior, what are these? Hot legs or hot dogs?
Those are Ken's legs.
Damn right.
Are you really going to go out in the deep end of the pool and sit on a boat with them for 7 days while they shit in a bucket?
No, Junior, I was just going to hop off the boat and then push it into the deep end. I don't want to be out here with them. They're going to be shitting.
Well, I thought you were supposed to go down with the ship. You're the captain.
I'm not really a captain, Junior. We're in your fucking pool. We already made our $2,000. Let's just go.
Oh, okay, so... All right, guys, me and the captain have to push the boat out into the middle of the ocean. Come on.
You hear that, Karen? We're going out to sea. Oh, as soon as we're out there, I'm shitting. I've never shit in international waters before.
Oh, Boyney, I'm so excited for you. It's a new milestone.
All right, Cody, push.
Yeah! Have fun.
We're moving, Karen. We're moving.
Chugga, chugga, choo-choo.
That's a train, Karen.
What are we on?
This is the life, Karen.
Oh, Boyney. Oh, Boyney, I think I gotta go doo-doo, Boyney.
Well, the bucket's right there if you need it.
Oh.
I'm feeling a little constipated, actually. You know what would help? Some wild cherry Capri Suns. That'd get things moving. Hello? Can we get our wild cherry Capri Suns, please? What we paid for? We're in international waters now, so we can drink them. Hello? What? Wild cherry? Where is everybody?
Well, I'd say that was a success.
$2,000.
Pretty good day.
So how are we supposed to split $2,000 3 ways?
Well, that would be about...
No, don't say it. I can do it. I'm smart. I want to think about it.
Okay.
Okay, I got this. There's $2,000. There's 3 of us. $1,000 a person.
Nope.
Okay, hold on. No, don't tell me. $800 a person.
No.
Hold on. $700
a person. No.
$500 a piece, motherfucker. Give me my money.
Oh, that's right. He did help.
Okay, yeah. $500 each.
Nice.
I'm so fucking sick, Karen. I'm tired of shitting in a bucket, and I'm all dehydrated from all the diarrhea, and I already drank all the Pacific Cola Capri Suns. They lied to us, Karen. They never had wild cherry.
Boyney, we're all out of taquitos, Boyney. We're gonna stop.
We're gonna fucking die out here, Karen. It's all hot because this boat has no roof. We paid $2,000 to die in a boat. I don't even think this is a real cruise, Karen. I think those kids lied to us. I think this is just their fucking pool.
All right, class, this upcoming week is spring break. Woo! and I'm going down to Miami to see girls pull their hoo-hoos out. And I'm going to motorboat them too, like goddamn Captain Crunch. So we're going to go around the room, and everyone's going to tell me what they're going to be doing for spring break. Starting with you, Penelope.
My dad's taking me to Atlanta for spring break to see the Coca-Cola Museum again.
Aw, you have a dad that actually cares and want to spend time with you. Boo-hoo. I'm going to be all alone for spring break because I don't have a family.
Oh, I'm doing nothing for spring break because my dad says we're poor.
Ahem. I think you guys are going to want to hear this. My parents are taking me to Disneyland.
Okay.
In Japan.
Japan?
Yep, Japan. We bombed the shit out of them. Maybe you've heard of it.
What, they have Disney in Japan?
They have Disney all over the place, Junior.
Dude, why would you go all the way to Japan and go to Disneyland when we have a Disney World here in Florida where we live? That's so stupid. White people in there wasting money have it.
Look, Cody, please, can I go to Japan with you guys?
Junior, it's kind of a crazy ask to tag along on a trip like that.
Oh, come on, I promise. I won't make any noise. I won't bother anyone. I just really want to go to Japan. I want to go to Super Marvin World.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, too, but... Junior, I don't know. My parents don't really like me having friends. They want it to just be a family trip.
Oh, come on. Can you at least ask? No, it won't hurt to ask.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll ask if you can come over for dinner, and then we can ask them then. But you have to be on your best behavior and make a good impression. And if they're in a good mood, then we can ask if you can come on the trip.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
But is your dad even going to let you go to Japan?
Oh, my dad will definitely let me go to Japan. I'll ask him, I promise.
Okay, but we leave tomorrow, so tonight's our only chance to ask.
Okay, Ellie, I will ask my dad, and you will let me know if I can go to dinner.
Okay.
Hey, Dad.
What do you want, Junior? You better not be asking to go anywhere for spring break. You already know I spent all my money on this astronaut helmet used in the first moon landing and signed by Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin.
I know, Dad. You won't stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm. So what the hell do you want, and why are you bothering me?
Well, Dad, since you're not taking me anywhere for spring break...
Right. You're smart.
I was wondering if maybe I could go with my friend and his family to Japan.
To Japan? What the hell is wrong with you? No, you can't go to Japan. Do you know what's right next to Japan? North fucking Korea. And what are you going to do if they start bombing shit?
What, North Korea's not going to bomb Japan, Dad.
Look, those missiles can't hit the U.S., but it can definitely hit Tokyo, and Goku can't save your ass.
That would never happen, Dad. It can't happen.
Look, the Titanic wasn't supposed to sink, and now that motherfucker sunk, and it's under the damn water.
I know, Dad, but that was a ship, and it hit an iceberg.
Look, you can't go to Japan, okay? You better be in this damn house, depressed as hell, sad as fuck, and you better not leave your room. You got me?
Okay, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Come back. Kiss that damn helmet.
I hate kiss.
Yeah, show some respect.
So, why you ass so sad? I know. Your daddy told me the dumbass question you asked him. Boy, yo ass goofy as hell for that. Like, why did you even ask? It's not like your dad notices you're there anyway or that you exist. I would have been in Japan right now partying it up with my friends, eating all types of ramen and wagyu and konnichiwa and to all types of Asian women. But nope, your ass is in bed, sad as hell. And guess what? Your daddy paid me fucking $10 to keep an eye on your sad ass. So all I gotta do is walk upstairs, make sure you crying about once or twice a day. Oh, I can't go nowhere. I can't go meet you with nobody. And then walk back downstairs. Then I get paid and just relax. Sucks to be you. Just try not to cry too much on the damn bed. Here's an apple. Sad boy.
Try not to feel too bad, Junior. There's always next spring break.
Goofy ass, whiny ass, sad ass, boo-hoo, crybaby ass, boy.
Hey, Junior. I feel really bad for not taking you anywhere for spring break. You can go to Japan with your friends.
Really, Dad?
Nah, it's just me, nigga.
I hate you, Chef Beebe. I hate you. God, I hate my life.
My phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, good news, Junior. My parents said you can come over for dinner, but you have to be on your best behavior if you want any chance of going to Japan. No making fat jokes about my mom.
I can't go to Japan. My dad already said no.
Oh, well, you can still come to dinner, though, right?
No, because my dad said I can't leave my room for a week.
What, Junior, now you have to come to dinner. My parents are going to think I was lying, and I might not be able to go to Japan.
What, why?
Because lying's a big no-no in my house, Junior, so you better get your ass over here.
Well, I can't leave the room because Chef Pee-Pee is supposed to watch me. My dad's paying Chef Pee-Pee to make sure I don't leave my room.
Junior, it doesn't matter. Even if Chef Pee-Pee notices you're missing, he's not going to tell your dad or he might get in trouble.
Wait a minute, you're right. If I leave, Chef Pee-Pee's not going to tell my dad I left because then Chef Pee-Pee will get in trouble. Wait, but that means I can still possibly go to Japan.
Because if I just leave for the week, Chef Pee-Pee's not going to tell my dad I'm gone for a week. You know what? Yeah, I'm coming to the dinner. I'm going to be on my best behavior, and I'm going to Japan with you. Okay, Cody?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Right, I'm going to sneak out my window, and I'm going to leave my phone.
A special delivery for one, Mr. Whiny-ass crybaby boy. You got a sign for your Kleenex's crybaby ass.
Whoever ordered this same day delivery. They must really care so you won't get all your tears in your damn pillows and stuff. Wait, Junior? Where the hell are you?
Oh, I know what you're doing. You're trying to play hide and seek, aren't you? That's too much fun. Your ass supposed to be sad. All right, cry a little bit so I can find you. Or do Marco cry, baby. Marco! Cry baby!
Fuck it.
Oh, I found your phone, Junior! I guess I'm gonna take it!
Wait, Cody?
Hello?
Wait, Cody, why are you on the phone?
Chef Pee-Pee? Oh, I guess I forgot to hang up.
Wait, where's Junior?
Oh, he came over to my house so he can go to Japan with me.
What the fuck? Japan? No, he's not going to Japan! You better tell him that his dad's gonna ground him!
Well, he would if he found out, but you're not gonna tell him or else you're gonna get in trouble.
Ooh, you smart-ass bastard. Oh, you know what? You better tell him I'm coming over there to drag his ass back in his bed so he can be sad all damn day and be depressed. Oh, I'm coming for your ass, Julia!
There you go. Does anybody want some more sauerkraut?
Ooh, me, baby. One more scoop will get me hard.
Clear your plate first.
Oh, watch me clear this damn plate.
Well, Cody's friend, we're happy to have you over for dinner.
Yeah, but we don't waste no food over here, so you better eat every bite on that damn plate.
It smells like shit. I mean, I don't know what this is.
It's sauerkraut.
America's favorite meal. See, it's good for your intestines and your asshole, especially your sphincter, so it's not too tight.
I've never had sauerkraut.
Are you serious? What? Are you poor?
You've never had sauerkraut?
No, I've never had it.
Have you even lived if you haven't had sauerkraut?
Right! Look, the first bite is pretty damn disgusting. The second bite is egregious, but you learn to taste it and enjoy it.
Oh, okay, I guess I'll try it.
Yeah! See, when you gag, that's how I know you like it.
Yeah, first time crowd, isn't I right?
Right?
I'm not gonna eat any of this.
What the hell did you just say? My baby did not slave in the damn kitchen for you to not eat that food.
Junior, eat the fucking crowd if you want to go to Japan.
I'm just joking. I love it. I loved it so much. April Fool's.
This nigga hilarious. I like him.
I always do April Fool's a week after too.
Yeah, that's how a pregnancy test work too.
Okay, I'll try to eat as much as I can.
Yeah, take another bite, boy.
So I have to eat all of it?
Oh, clear your whole plate. We got plenty more.
Yeah. I love me some kraut, goddammit. Ooh, baby, I am stuffed. I'm about to pop like a sauerkraut balloon.
It was good. Yeah, did yourself, Mom. It's some good kraut. Oh, how you doing, Cody's friend?
I feel like I'm gonna die.
Hell yeah, that's the spirit. That's what a good kraut will do to your ass.
So 1 second.
Ooh, baby, you know I want some seconds. Go ahead and kraut my ass up.
Now, Tyrone, don't be rude. We have a guest, so we should serve him first.
No, I want first. You know the top kraut is the best.
Okay, how many scoops do you want?
I'm too full. I don't want any more kraut.
Oh, don't be silly. You can always have more kraut. Just tell me when to stop.
Stop. Stop.
Look at him being funny again. Goddamn comedian.
No, stop, please.
White cat of heart.
Funny.
Dear God, stop.
The more he says it, the funnier it gets. Just remember, you gotta eat all of that.
Stop! Yeah. Fucking stop!
Nah, baby, you know I'm gonna get jealous. Don't give him all the good stuff.
You're right. I'm gonna have to cut you off there, you little pig.
Okay, cut me off.
He's so silly.
You silly as hell for thinking you can outcrop me. I'm the top crowder, nigga. The master crowder. I ain't been in this crowd life. You a rookie in this shit.
It's true. He's won 2 sauerkraut eating contests.
Mm-hmm. And threw up right afterwards like a real pro would.
Yes, sir.
You okay? You just ate my damn crowd.
I'm trying because I can't hear you.
He just loved it so much.
Yeah, it's good as hell.
Is there any way I can put this in a to-go box and bring it to Tokyo?
What the fuck are you talking about? Mom, you said that we could go to Disneyland in Japan? Oh, Cody, you know I was tripping balls on acid when I said that. You know not to listen to me when I'm tripping balls on acid.
Come on, Cody. We said we were going to rent Disney movies and watch Toy Story in Japanese to see if they had slant eyes.
Wait, so y'all aren't going to Tokyo to go to Disneyland for spring break?
No, we could never afford that.
I mean, I invented the scrub, nigga, but damn, that's an expensive trip. Eat the damn crap, boy. You're wasting it.
Oh, I can't believe that stupid brat thought he was going to get me in trouble, Chef Pee-Pee. Oh, hell nah. I'm going to teach him a lesson.
Oh, there's someone at the door.
Hello?
Yes, is there an orange-haired brat here with horns?
Oh, yeah, he's eating all our sauerkraut.
What the hell?
Yeah, he's like a little garbage disposal for sauerkraut. A little sauerkraut monster. I remember when I was 15.
Well, we don't have time for your damn story. Where's that orange-haired brat?
Cody's friend. There's a chef here.
Chef Amy! You're here. Thank God. Fucking save me. Get me the fuck out of here.
What's wrong with you?
You're fucking disgusting, but throw the fuck up, please. I'm gonna die.
Well, you're talking to that vet.
Get me out of here.
Hey, it's really rude to just eat all our sauerkraut and leave like that without saying thank you. You're not welcome here anymore.
Cody, your friend was very rude. He ate a whole plate of kraut and then he just left without saying thank you.
Wow, so fucking rude. I thought we were family. Look, he made me laugh too.
Cody, because you brought him over here, you don't get any kraut for a week.
Oh, but Mom, I love my kraut.
Shit, more kraut for me.
Get in that bed, boy. How dare you try to get me in trouble by sneaking out of the house?
I'm sorry, Chef. Maybe I learned my lesson. They made me eat so much awful shit. It's so much I'm going to throw up.
Really? What did they make you eat?
Sauerkraut.
Wow. That sounds so depressing, Julie. I'm sorry. Well, let me go get something to get that taste out of your mouth.
Please. Anything you cook will be better than what they had.
Here you go, fuck boy. Chow down.
Excited to go on our fancy dinner date tonight.
Only the best for you, baby.
Is Jeffy ready?
Jeffy, are you ready to go to dinner? Did you put on your shirt and tie? Jeffy, you're not wearing a Donald Duck costume at dinner.
Why? It has a bow tie.
Because the fancy restaurant.
Yeah, Jeffy, it's the fanciest restaurant. We're going to Frankie's Steakhouse Bar and Grill Hibachi Cantina Buffet.
It takes months to get a reservation, and they have a strict dress code.
Well, this is fancy as fuck, Daddy. I'm related to Scrooge McDuck.
Jeffy, you're not going wearing a Donald Duck costume.
Fuck you,
Okay, and for saying that, now you're not going at all. I'm going to get a babysitter.
No, Marvin, we have to leave now. Where are we going to get a babysitter in the next 5 minutes?
I'm going to ask Chef Pee-Pee.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Not right now, Marvin. I'm making a grilled cheese and chocolate pudding sandwich.
All right, it's an emergency. I need your help.
Look, I'm not going to make you a sandwich. I'm already using all the cheese for myself. I'm going to be gassier than a bitch.
Oh, no, I'm not asking for a sandwich. Listen, I have a dinner reservation at Frankie's.
Whoa, Frankie's? That's fancy as hell, Marvin. You better have a suit.
I'm going to go wearing this. But listen, me and Rose are going, and we don't have anyone to babysit Jeffy, so I was wondering if maybe you could babysit Jeffy.
Oh, my bad. I had a tickle in my throat. I'm sorry, Marvin. What were you saying?
I was wondering if you could babysit Jeffy.
God damn it! Babysit Jeffy! You're stupid as hell, goofy, dumbass, retired ass little boy.
Come on! Holy shit, you got to play your band? Oh, my God!
I'm sorry, it was just that damn funny.
He's so stupid.
Hey, Marvin, what did Chef Pee-Pee say? Oh, my God, Marvin, what happened to your face?
I asked him to babysit Jeffy, and he accidentally hit me in the face.
Marvin, you can't go out to dinner like that.
Well, no, we're not missing this reservation. We're still going.
Well, what are we going to do about Daffy Duck over there?
Okay, listen, I don't know. We got to find a babysitter somehow. I just don't know anyone else that can babysit him.
Marvin, what about your brother Louis?
Oh, no. No, I'm not getting my brother Louis over here. I don't need his help. Jeffy, can we trust you to stay home by yourself?
No. I just figured out how to use a lighter. And I like to hold it near things, especially things made out of cloth.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll call my brother Louis. Just...
Marvin, I was so shocked you called me to babysit. You never call me.
Oh, I know. Just know you're my last resort. I would never call you for anything ever. I just need you to babysit him. Make sure he doesn't shit on stuff or rub his ass like a dog on the carpet or set stuff on fire.
Marvin, you act like I don't know how to watch a bird, though.
What?
Because he's a bird?
No, he's not a bird. That's my son. He's a human.
This is a human? Well, Marvin, you act like I don't know how to watch babies. You forget the time we went back in time to hang out with our younger self.
That never happened. That was not us. That wasn't happening. Listen, anyway, I'm going to go to dinner with my wife, so if anything bad happens, you call us, okay?
Oh, wow, she looks so pretty in the pink dress, just like the one that was named after the fruit.
Okay, just shut up. Let's go to dinner, baby.
He's so nice. Oh, Marvin, I can't believe we're at Frankie's. It's as fancy as people say.
I know, it just smells so rich in here.
Hey there, welcome to Frankie's Steakhouse Bar and Grill Hibachi Cantina Buffet, where the flavor never ends and neither does the name of the restaurant. I'm Brooklyn Guy, I'll be your waiter this evening. First of all, I just need to know if you folks want to do the hibachi, the buffet, or traditional dining.
Oh, we'll dine in.
That sounds good. Just remember that our buffet is eat all you can, so if at any point you don't get enough food, you just take your plate up to the buffet and just eat everything. Just keep eating until you can't eat anymore. First of all, I just want to go over some of Frankie's favorites with you. For the appetizers, I recommend the chicken wings. They come in buffalo, barbecue, and terrell yak. The cut of steak we recommend is the kibbeh. Nobody's quite sure where that is on the cow, but it's very tender. And for our hibachi, if you decide to do that, we do have our beef tacos, hard or soft shell, and our guacamole and chips. We're the only place in the world that actually cooks that on a hibachi grill. And for noodles, I recommend the baked zeedle. So, can I get you two started with a drink?
Oh, I'll have a glass of wine, but no alcohol.
So, grape juice then?
Yes, that sounds great.
Grape juice, Morgan?
Yes, grape juice would be nice.
Okay, I'll leave you two to look at the menu.
Oh, baby, what are you looking at?
I don't know. He really made that kibbeh sound good.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you like to do for fun? What, are you going to make like a popcorn? Or maybe paper mache? It still might be paper mache. Okay. What the fuck are you doing?
Now you deal with that.
Oh, oh my God!
Okay, you two lovebirds. Our grape juice tonight is an exquisite nectar, masterfully wrought from the noblest Concord grapes. Its resplendent ruby tones unveil a symphony of opulent sweetness, culminating in a pristine crystalline finish. A veritable treasure for the most cultivated of tastes. It's also diet.
Ooh.
Yeah, would you two like to smell?
Yes. Mmm, Concord.
Yes, it is.
Very grapey.
Yes, so do we have any questions about the menu?
Yes, I noticed there's no prices on the menu.
Yes, Frankie didn't believe in putting prices on menus because he felt like it scared people away from the more expensive items.
Okay, so how will I know the total?
Well, you'll know when you get the bill. It's kind of like a fun little surprise at the end, sort of like an unexpected medical bill. So have we decided what we want to eat?
Ooh, I'll get the chicken Alfredo pasta.
Ooh, expensive.
Oh, well, what about the kibbeh steak?
Oh, that's the most expensive.
You know what? I'll get both.
Well, sounds good. And for you, sir?
Well, since she's getting the two most expensive things on the menu, I guess I'll order off the kids' menu. I'll get the kids' mac and cheese.
I'm sorry, the what, sir?
The kids' mac and cheese.
I don't know what you're referring to, sir. What is that?
It's right here. It's the kids' favorite, the mac and cheese.
I don't know about that. I know we have a lobster mac and cheese that's very expensive.
No, not the lobster mac and cheese. The kids' mac and cheese is right here.
You'll have to be a little bit more specific, sir. I only know the names of the items.
Can I get the piggy mac and cheese.
I'm sorry, sir. What was that? Please speak up.
The piggy mac and cheese.
I can't quite hear you, sir.
The piggy mac and cheese.
Oh, the piggy mac and cheese for the little piggy. Does our little piggy want piggy mac and cheese, little piggy? Hey, everybody! This grown man is ordering the piggy mac and cheese like a little piggy. Oh, it is good, sir. It's a very popular item with the kids. It's a creamy, cheesy moss with crumbled boon, and the pork is Evio pulled pork.
Oh, I heard that's good for you.
I heard that, too. So, if you want that, I am going to need you to oink.
What?
Yeah, I just need a little oink to confirm you do, in fact, want the piggy mac and cheese.
I'm not gonna oink.
I can't give you the piggy mac and cheese unless you oink.
I'm not doing it.
I'm gonna need you to oink if you want the piggy mac and cheese, sir. Just a little oink. Just a little oink. Okay, sir. I'll get that started for you.
Marvin, why were you being so weird about your order?
Because I don't want to say piggy mac and cheese. Like, why did they have to call it that? Why couldn't they call it bacon mac and cheese or just the kids' fucking mac and cheese? He knew what I was talking about.
Oh my God! What are you doing?
Remodeling! I think a closet would look good right here.
Marvin's going to kill me! A closet won't fit right there!
Well, if you grab a hammer and some sheetrock and help me get this closet done before Daddy gets home, then it'll look good!
Give me that hammer! I can't believe you would do this! What's wrong with you?
Oh my God, Daddy, he's crazy! I heard banging and I came over and he was beating a hole in the wall!
That's not true! Give me that video!
Alright, ma'am, there's your $450 chicken Alfredo pasta.
What?
And your $700 kibbeh steak.
You're fucking lying.
Oh, it looks great. Thank you.
There's no way it's that expensive.
Calm down, little piggy. There's your piggy mac and cheese. And I'm gonna need you to wear this.
What the fuck is that?
Well, that's a piggy snout, because everybody needs to know that you're a little piggy who likes his piggy mac and cheese. Then I have to take this from you.
But why are you taking my silverware?
Well, because little piggies don't eat with a fork or a knife. They eat with their little piggy snout to pig out. So go ahead, little piggy, put your piggy snout on.
I'm not wearing that pig snout.
I'm smelling that crumbled boon. That's good boon. We have the best boon in town, in my opinion. So go ahead, little piggy, put your piggy snout on so you can enjoy the boon.
I said I'm not wearing that piggy snout.
I'm sorry, sir. You're not going to be able to eat the piggy mac and cheese unless you wear your piggy snout.
Well, then I'm not going
to
eat it.
Well, then I should probably let you know we're going to have to charge you for it anyway. I mean, that's non-refundable, and that's Frankie's policy. It's $20 if you eat it with the piggy snout on, and it's $275 if you don't. There you go. Now you look like a little piggy.
Aw, Mervyn, you look so silly.
Please shut up. Can we just get our food to go?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. We don't do to-go boxes here. Frankie doesn't believe in that.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to have to eat all this right here with the little piggy snout. Go ahead, little piggy.
I don't think I'm hungry anymore.
No, go ahead. You got to eat it right here. Good pig. Good pig.
Get back here! Listen, if you delete the video, I promise not to tell your dad everything that you've done.
No! Stay back! No!
Don't stop on the knee!
No, stay away! No!
I'm a bad!
No!
Stop on the knee!
No! No! Daddy, look what he did! He shattered balls all over the kitchen with his hammer!
No, I didn't! You're setting a filthy rat to the liar!
No, I'm not!
Get back here!
Oh, I'm so full.
Oh, me too.
Ooh, this little piggy's about to pop. That's some pig. Well, here's your bill.
Let me see this.
Yeah, I just want to let you know Frankie doesn't believe in tipping, so a 75% gratuity has already been added.
75% gratuity?
But you can feel free to tip me more if you're very satisfied with my service.
Whoa, what have you done to deserve that?
Well, I actually did a lot today, sir. I carried the food from the kitchen all the way to your table. I explained the menu, and I explained the rules.
$2,700 for a meal? Why is it so expensive?
Well, because she ordered the chicken Alfredo pasta and the kibbeh steak.
What? $400 for fucking grape juice?
Well, it's not just any grape juice, sir. This is Diet Welch's grape juice, 2023. That's a very fine year. This is really top shelf stuff.
I ordered the piggy mac and cheese. It's only $20, but this is too expensive.
How will you be paying today, sir? Cash, card, or kidney? Or shall we just call the police?
Get back here!
No! If you let me tase you, I'll delete the videos.
Tase me?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
You sound like SpongeBob.
Okay, fine. Now let me do it to you.
Guys, look, he's crazy. He's trying to tase me with a taser.
That's not true. He's lying, Marvin. You know what? I'm out of here.
Oh.
Marvin, I can't believe you sold half your kidney to pay for tonight's dinner.
That was the only way we could fucking pay for it, because you ordered two of the most expensive things on the menu.
Marvin, you're still wearing your piggy nose.
Oh, I'm going to wear it proudly, because I had to pay all that money for dinner.
Hey, Daddy, Uncle Louis tried to touch me.
What?
Yeah, and then he ran out of the house, and he threw a bunch of bowls down in the kitchen, and then he took a hammer to the drywall.
What?
Yeah, I have it all on video right here.
Oh, my God. God, baby, look at this. What? Louis is deranged.
Yes, that's a deranged man, Daddy. That's a cry for help.
Oh, my. He is not allowed back in this house again. Look at all the damage he's done. He's on the hammer. He tried to tase you.
I know, Daddy. It's crazy.
Oh, my. Let me call the cops.
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Oh, look who it is! It's the little piggy bitch from dinner! How you doing, little piggy? You got a belly full of food, you little piggy? Oh, that little piggy belly is all full of mac and cheese, isn't it, you little pot-belly piggy? Look at you, little piggy bitch, bitch-ass piggy.
Jeffy, we're home from dinner. Oh, God, he's drunk.
Marvin, ever since Jeffy turned 21, he hasn't stopped drinking.
Jeffy, listen, I know you're drunk because like you're 21, you can drink now, but you're not supposed to be drinking. Jeffy.
My mommy and daddy are dead. All aboard the no parent train.
But Jeffy, no more blowing into the bottle.
Oh, I can do it without the bottle.
What? How's he doing?
I don't know, Marvin.
I can't even do it with my butthole.
How?
I don't know. There's someone at the door. Hello?
Dance battle!
Oh, shit.
You go first.
Get out of my house with that weak-ass shit.
You're at my house.
My turn.
Oh, damn. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, damn! Oh, ouch! Ooh.
Oh, you just got served!
by the 8th Judicial District of the state of Nevada.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Apparently you trashed a hotel room in Vegas.
Oh, for Jeffy's 21st birthday, we did.
Yeah, so you just got served twice.
Oh, God.
Who set the door, Marvin?
What? You gave Jeffy another beer?
No, I didn't give it to him.
Hey, are we drinking now?
No more drinking, Jeffy. I got served.
Oh, how good was his dancing?
Pretty fucking good.
Well, you'll get him next time, Marvin.
Not in these shoes. No. But listen, I got sued by Las Vegas.
What? Why?
Because we trashed the penthouse for Jeffy's 21st birthday.
You did what?
Happiest day of my life. Hookers.
What?
Okay, we didn't do anything with them. That was Chef Pee Pee. Listen. Main point is I'm getting sued and we don't have any money. Hopefully the judge goes easy on me.
Marvin, the judge isn't going to go easy on you with your face tattoo.
I forgot my stupid face tattoo and my nose piercing. I look like a thug. Anybody with a face tattoo has no future.
Yeah, Marvin, you look terrible.
Oh, the judge is going to think I'm some type of hoodlum with this face tattoo. I have to get this tattoo removed.
Please do. I don't like it, Marvin.
I don't like it either. I didn't get it on purpose. Let me call a doctor and see if they can do like a skin graft or remove this tattoo.
I'll run my tip.
Hey there, somebody call a bald doctor?
Oh, you're still bald?
Yeah, we're waiting for that to grow back in. You know, it's cold everywhere I go, and I'm not really ready to be a hat guy yet. And no, before you ask, the carpet does not match the drapes. I got a Speedo full of brittle. It's like I'm smuggling Bob Ross in my panties. Yes, I wear my wife's panties, okay? So what? I like it. They feel snug. The thong part's kind of weird, though. It's like I'm flossing my ass. And let's just say I have a lot of food in my teeth. In my ass. What I'm saying is I have a lot of dingleberries. You don't really realize how bad you are at wiping until you wear a thong. It really gets up into those places you can't reach. But hey, dirty ass big bush. Am I right, Marvin? Up top. Hell yeah. Is that why you called me or what?
That's not why I called. No. So, I got served papers from Las Vegas. We're being sued by... Well, I'm being sued for that penthouse that we wrecked.
Classic.
So I have to go in front of a judge, and I don't want this tattoo because it makes me look bad, so I was wondering if you could remove my tattoo.
Oh, I actually don't know how to do that.
What, you don't know how to remove a tattoo?
No, I mean, I know how to do all kinds of stuff, you know? I can do open-heart surgery, I can build a house, I've been to the moon, but that's one of the few things I don't know how to do. I don't know how to remove a tattoo, or wipe my ass properly, or shave my pubes.
Oh, well... I mean, come on, you have to do a skin graft. You can put skin over my tattoo.
See, that's another thing. That's another thing I never figured out how to do. Because, like, what do I do with the part I'm taking the skin off of? Is it just, like, bare and bleeding? I don't get that either.
I thought they could take skin from your butt and put it on your face.
Now, why would you want to do that? You'd have shit and dingleberries on your face. Oh, you actually wiped your ass right. That's right. See, if it was off of my ass, I would have shit and dingleberries on my face. But you know how to wipe.
You keep going back to that.
Yeah, I'm really thinking about it a lot with this thong.
Okay, so who would you say should remove my tattoo?
Well, you should talk to the guy who gave you the tattoo in the first place.
Oh, Bob?
Yeah, Bob, he could do it. You know, not Bob Ross, though, because he's in my panties.
Okay, I'll try calling Bob then.
Yeah, you do that. I have to go clock into my prison job. Catch you guys later.
Marvin, he doesn't wipe his ass?
I don't know. But I'm gonna call Bob. Hold on. I'm getting a phone call. Hold on.
Hello?
Marvin.
What, who's this?
It's Bob.
Bob, I was just about to call you. How are you doing?
I'm in jail, buddy.
Why are you in jail?
Pissed on the side of a Chuck E. Cheese.
Why would you piss on the side of a Chuck E. Cheese?
I didn't know it was a Chuck E. Cheese. I thought it was a random building. So a bunch of kids from a birthday party come running out. They saw it. Kept pissing. Couldn't stop. Saw it stream.
Okay, well, buddy, I was going to call you because I want this tattoo on my face removed. I want to know if you could remove it.
Well, sure, buddy. If you bail me out, I can remove it.
Yeah, I'll come bail you out. Yeah, what's your bail? Probably, what, $20?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, I'm on my way, buddy. You stay right there.
Cool.
Okay, I'm gonna go bail Bob out of jail so he can remove my tattoo. So you just watch Jeffy.
Okay.
All right, Bob, I'm here to bail you out.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing here? I was just at your house.
Well, I'm here to bail Bob out.
Oh, you saw Bob get arrested? Yeah, pissing on a Chuck E. Cheese. Gets him every time. Can't say I blame him, though. Chuck E. Cheese does have the most pissable buildings. Every time I see a Chuck E. Cheese, I just want to piss right on it. Just feels right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I have the $20 for his bail.
$20? No, his bail's $40. A lot of kids saw him pissing.
$40?
Yeah, the problem is he didn't stop.
It was a solid stream.
He just keeps saying that.
Well, you don't want to interrupt a solid stream of piss.
Well, that's true, but when 24 kids are watching, I think you legally have to.
24 kids?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Well, all I have is 20.
Huh. Tell you what, we're friends and Bob is cool, so that's fine. All right, Bob, you made bail.
Sweet, because I got piss.
Okay, well, there's a toilet right there, buddy.
No, I just hold it until I see a Chuck E. Cheese.
No, you can't do that anymore, Bob.
Hold it until I see a Dave & Buster's.
No.
Top Golf?
That's better. Come on.
So, Bob, you're going to remove my tattoo, right?
Yeah, I left the machine at my buddy's house. Let me just knock on the door and grab it real quick.
Okay.
Bob!
Malkovich!
Bob, you forget you owe me money?
Oh, shit. I owe this guy money, Marvin.
What, you owe him money?
You made it very easy to kill you. You came straight to my door. You know, I heard that this small intestine was 20 foot long. I'd like to find out for myself.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna leave.
No, no, and a friend of Bob's is a friend of mine. Plus, I would love to play with 40 foot of small intestine.
Okay, listen, I don't owe you money. Bob owes you money, so you guys should figure that out on your own.
No, you owe me money now, too.
Oh, well, how much did he owe you?
$50,000.
$50,000? Why would you borrow $50,000 from him?
I had a gambling problem.
Okay, well, listen, I'm sure we could pay you the money back someday.
I want it tonight.
How are we supposed to get $50,000 in a night?
I don't know. Rob a bank or something. I don't care. I don't give shit.
But all the banks are closed. There's no way to rob them in the night time.
There's a 24-hour bank over that way.
Do you know how to rob a bank?
Fuck, we can try.
Okay, we're gonna go try. You already have a mask on, so I'll just put on a bandana or something.
All right, Bob, keep it cool.
Welcome to the 24-hour bank. How may I help you?
Yes. Me and my friend here would like to make a withdrawal.
Okay, what's the account number?
AR-15.
Give me the money, bitch!
Oh, my God, please don't hurt me!
Don't scream. We're only here for the money.
And the lollipops!
No, not the lollipops!
Here, fill the money up in the bag.
Okay.
Hey, you better not press the silent alarm. He will shoot.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, Bob's crazy. My glasses. Oh, shit. Ma'am, can you hear my glasses? Oh, I put fingerprints on my glasses.
Oh, shit, Marvin, we gotta go!
Don't say my name! Oh, shit. Oh, man, I can't believe we actually did it.
You got my money?
Yeah, that is right there.
Wow, I can't believe you actually did it. You know you're already on the news.
What, we're on the news?
Yeah, look behind me.
Breaking news, MK! A local bank has been robbed for $50,000, and the only evidence left behind was security footage of this man with a tattoo over his left eye and one fingerprint. If you've seen this person, please call Crime Stoppers.
They got my fingerprint, and they saw the tattoo on my face!
Duh, it looks like you're screwed anyway. I'll be taking my money.
Well, actually, the reason we came here in the first place is you have a tattoo removal machine, right?
No, I don't have a tattoo removal machine.
Well, you said it was here, Bob.
Yeah, it is here. This is the guy.
No, I sold it.
But why would you sell it?
He owed me $50,000.
Well, we stole $50,000, so you owe us some money back for that tattoo machine.
I don't give a shit, bitch. Go cry to someone else.
Oh, wow, you are very rude. Oh, so is there any other way you can remove the tattoo?
No.
Well, I go to court in the morning. If the judge sees the tattoo and they saw it on the news, I'm going to get arrested for that. I guess I can just wear a hat or an eye patch or... God, I'm so screwed.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boer. And today we will be hearing the case of Mr. Marvin, who is being accused of trashing and vandalizing his penthouse suite in Las Vegas, Nevada, resulting in $20,000 of property damage. Mr. Marvin, I already find you guilty of not inviting me to your party. Sounds like a hell of a time. Mr. Marvin, there are no cowboy hats allowed in my courtroom. I know you're a party animal, but you must take it off.
Sorry, Your Honor.
There are no baseball hats allowed either. No hats of any kind.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. Yeah. Sorry about that, Your Honor.
No sunglasses either.
Sorry, Your Honor. I have a headache. The light's really bright, but yeah, I'll take them off. Yeah. What was I thinking?
No eye patches.
Oh, come on. What if I was a pirate or missing an eye?
Are you a pirate or missing an eye? I remind you, you are under oath at all times in my courtroom, so lying would be very bad.
No, I'm not a pirate or missing an eye.
Then take it off.
Okay, I'm taking it off. I took it off, okay?
You must be fucking with me. No football helmets in my courtroom.
Okay, damn, I'll take it off. There's so many rules. All right, look, it's off. See, it's off now.
Mr. Marvin, please look at me. I demand eye contact in my courtroom at all times. My father didn't give me enough attention as a child, and when people don't look at me, it makes me sad.
Okay, look, damn. Look, here I am.
Mr. Marvin, why are you holding up your tie?
I wanted you to see it. It's a nice tie, right? It's all blue.
Yes, Mr. Marvin, it is a very nice tie. A little too nice. It'll distract me if you hold it up the whole time. Damn, it is so blue. See, you're already distracting me. Put it down.
Okay. Hey, look, we can talk.
What are you looking at? What's down there?
I'm checking if my shoes are untied.
You don't have shoelaces. Look at me, Father. I mean, Mr. Marvin, just please look at me. I beg you.
Okay, but can I please use the bathroom real quick? My stomach hurts.
Yes, you can, Daddy, but please come back. I miss you. I mean, yes, just hurry up, Mr. Marvin.
Okay, thanks.
The last time he left, he said he was going out to get milk, and then he never came back.
All right, I'm back. Let's do this.
Father, you've returned! Mr. Marvin, why are you wearing toilet paper on your head?
Oh, I bumped my head on the toilet, and it was bleeding a lot, so I bandaged it up with toilet paper.
Oh, my word, are you okay? Come over here and let me take a look. I minored in medicine in law school, so I can let you know if it's serious.
No, it's fine. It feels better now. It was just a little cut, but it stopped bleeding. I can feel it.
No, I insist, Dad. Let me take a look at it. Let me prove to you I can be the doctor you wanted me to be.
No, I swear, it's fine. It's really fine.
Mr. Marvin, if you don't bring your ass over here, I'll hold you in contempt.
Okay, damn. There's nothing to look at. This whole thing's dumb and stupid.
Let's see. Yeah. It is very bruised. My word, your bruise is exactly the same shape as Mike Tyson's face tattoo.
That's weird, because I hit it on the toilet bowl.
Wait a minute. Wasn't somebody with a Mike Tyson face tattoo wanted for robbing a bank?
I never heard of that. That must be a dream.
Bailiff, come here. Check his DNA and fingerprints to see if they match the ones left behind at the scene of the robbery. If they do match, I sentence you to 25 years in prison.
Oh, okay, but I'm not even here for all that. I'm here for the hotel vandalization.
You're right. Yes, let's wrap this up in one nice big bow, shall we? If your DNA and fingerprints do match the robbery, then I'll find you guilty of the vandalism as well. But if they don't, you're free to go. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay, Marvin. Here are your fingerprints, and here are the fingerprints from the bank robber. If these two match, you're going to jail. I just can't tell the difference between these, can you?
I mean, I think they're super different.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I just can't tell. I'm not good at this. It's like one of those spot the difference pictures. I just can't do it.
I mean, I just feel like this side's darker than that one.
I mean, if you say so, man, I'll have to take your word for it. I guess I could get, like, a pen and go through it like a maze, but that would take fucking forever.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's a point because of just how different it would be so different.
Maybe it's like one of those pictures where you stare at it, you look at a wall, and you see Jesus. No, it's just squiggles.
Yeah, listen, I mean, they're just so different.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to take your word for it. I can't do these. That's another thing I'm not good at, you know? I'm not good at telling the difference between fingerprints. I'm not good at skin grafts. I'm not good at removing tattoos, wiping my ass, or shaving my pubes. That's five things I can't do.
Well, I mean, even if these fingerprints did perfectly match, I mean, there's 8 billion people on the planet, and it's been proven that two people have had the same fingerprints.
Really?
Yeah.
Then what the hell are we even doing here? These are clearly the same, but they could belong to anybody.
I mean, there's 8 billion people. I mean, you wanna go check all 8 billion people?
Yeah, 10 fingers each? I don't have that kind of time.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
fuck that.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Oh, wait. The bank robber did have a Mike Tyson tattoo, though.
Okay, but out of all 8 billion people, how many people know about Mike Tyson and The Hangover and wanted the same face tattoo?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, these could be Mike Tyson's fingerprints for all I know.
Exactly.
I've never seen his fingerprints.
Yes, so have a nice day.
Yeah, you're free to go. Wait. By the way, Marvin, I wanted to tell you, I looked up a YouTube tutorial on how to do a skin graft, and I've been practicing on my own ass, so I have a bunch of spare skin if you want to try it.
There you go, Marvin. Can I do a skin graft or what? And you better appreciate it, because I literally gave you the skin off of my ass. That's how good of a friend I am. Hey, if you want some hair, I can give you my ball skin, too.
Talk to you.
Not right now, Karen. I bootleg downloaded the movie Twisters from a shady website. Movie theaters are just too expensive these days.
Oh, well, is it any good?
Well, the quality's just okay. The guy who recorded it is eating his popcorn really loud, and he put his own watermark all over it. But it's just so scary. There's just so many tornadoes.
Boyne, you know those aren't real tornadoes, right?
Yeah, right, Karen. You're telling me that's fake? No way. They don't have that kind of technology.
Boyne, listen. Can you please pause your movie so I can talk to you?
Pause Twisters? What if I miss something, like another tornado?
Boyne, there's probably going to be more tornadoes.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, make it quick.
Well, Boyne, the other night I cheated.
But cheated? What do you mean you cheated?
I cheated, Boyne.
What, Karen, you cheated? How could you do this to me?
I'm sorry, Boyne. I just can't help myself. It's so easy.
Well, is this the first time you've done something like this?
No, Boyne. I cheat every chance I get, every time you leave the room.
Oh, who have you even cheated with?
Well, there was one time with your brother, Jonathan, but it was his idea.
You cheated with Jonathan?
I did, Boyne.
Karen, you're a serial cheater. I feel so dirty. I'm leaving you, Karen. I'm leaving you.
Why, Boyne? Why?
Why? Why am I leaving, Karen? Because you cheated on me. Because you're a lying, cheating whore. Lying, cheating, whore.
Oh, I never should have told him. But I didn't know he'd act this way.
Jeffy, stop smelling those markers. It's going to make you high.
Why? So I can be like you?
Well, I'm not high, Jeffy.
Marvin, he can smell those markers. They're scented markers.
Yeah, Daddy, I'm smelling some fluffer nutter right now.
That sounds like a bad word.
I bend her over and stuck it right in her fluffer nutter.
Jeffy, don't say that. There's someone at the door. Hello?
Hey there, Marvin. I just happened to be in the neighborhood and thought I'd drop by before I kill myself.
But what's going on, buddy? You don't look so good.
Oh, I don't? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess maybe you've just never seen the face of a guy whose wife is a cheating bitch. That's it. That's the face. It's me.
Wait, your wife cheated on you?
What gave you that idea?
Well, you said...
Yes, she did. She's a cheating bitch. Apparently, she cheated multiple times. Every time I was out of the room, apparently, just all the time. You know, I never checked the closet, so I guess that's where she was keeping them.
Oh, okay.
Like, rooms.
Well, how'd you catch her being a cheater?
Oh, I walked into the room and she was eating a pumpkin.
What?
Never mind, she's a cheating bitch. She cheated on me with my own brother.
What, your own brother?
Yes.
What, do you want to come inside?
I bet that's what she asked them. You know what? I bet she didn't even have to. I bet they already knew they could. That's her kink.
Listen, come inside, buddy. Let's just talk about this.
Hey, Donnie, look, I'm a unicorn.
Jeffy, stop it. Go to your room. We have to talk about adult things.
All right, Donnie. Well, I'm going to go to my room and use my markers to color my butthole to look like the LGBTQ flag. And it's going to smell fruity.
Marvin, what's wrong with your friend?
His wife cheated on him.
Oh, that's so sad.
Hey, you guys talking about me? Because that would be fucked up. It's pretty messed up to make fun of a crying man.
Hey, what can we do to make you happy, buddy?
Well, you could build a time machine and send me back to before the plane hit the tower so I could stand on top of them and die.
What? No, buddy, I thought you were going to say send you back before your wife cheated on you.
Oh, no, who knows when that started? She was probably doing that before she even met me.
Wait, don't you cheat on your wife all the time?
Oh, here we go. Yes, I do. But I can do that because I'm the man. I work. I pay the bills so I can do that. It's like a tax.
Wait, isn't that the problem, though? Maybe that's why she cheated.
Marvin, are you sure your wife's not cheating on you? Because that is cheater talk. You should smell her breath and make sure it doesn't smell like pumpkin.
Listen, buddy, look, just calm down. What can we do to, like, get you distracted from your wife cheating on you?
You're right, Marvin. I should cheat on my wife to get back at her.
But you already cheat on your wife!
No, this time it'll be different because it's going to be for revenge. Like Japan, they blew up a couple of ships at Pearl Harbor, so we dropped 2 nukes on their asses. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bang 2 hot bitches. Come on, Marvin, to the strip club.
Marvin, no.
Marvin, to my car.
But you can't drive, you've been drinking.
I'm not going to drive. You're going to drive. Wink, wink.
I got to go with him.
Marvin, please, no.
I got to make sure he doesn't drive drunk.
Okay.
Oh, no, you're not driving. Give me your keys.
Oh, you want my keys, huh? Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you're not driving.
It's push to start, you fucking idiot. It's a Hyundai Sonata.
Well, no, don't drive. Don't drive.
Wee.
Stop.
The best part about working the night shift alone is you get all the doonits. Oh, winking wallaby, is that a drunk driver? I'm going to go get him. Oh my god, the cops are behind us!
The cops? I'm a cop. If I just let them know, they'll let them go.
Oh god, thank god you're stopping.
Just let me do all the talking.
Excuse me, sir, you were swerving. Oh, hey, Mike!
Simmons! It's my partner, Simmons! Marvin, we are good. We are good. Simmons is gonna let me drive drunk, aren't you, Simmons?
Actually, man, I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, because my body cam's on.
You fucking idiot. You're supposed to turn it off.
Well, they don't let us do that anymore, mate.
I just put a sticker over mine.
How many beers have you had tonight?
This is my 6th one. Here, you want a sip?
No, mate. You know I'm working. I can't drink on the job. Plus, I'm already 6 donuts deep. I got donuts in my car. You want one?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Marvin, you want a donut? Marvin doesn't, but I do.
All right, mate. Give me 1 second.
Put it right in my mouth.
There you are.
Oh, shit. I'm too drunk to eat donuts.
All right, mate. Well, I'm going to have to do a sobriety test for you, so I'm going to need you to get out of the car.
Simmons, I already told you I'm drunk. I don't have to prove it. God, you are the worst cop ever.
All right, mate. Well, I'm going to have to turn you in, so come on. Get out of the vehicle.
Okay, I will get out, but first you have to give me a hug.
All right.
Stupid pig!
What? You just tasered a cop!
Strip club, Marvin, titties!
What?
Titties, Marvin, titties! Oh, look at that, Marvin. Titties!
I don't want to be here. Let's leave.
Come on, Marvin. My wife cheated on me.
And you tasered a cop. You're probably wanted.
I don't care, Marvin. I have nothing left to live for. Like, watch this. Hey, ho!
What?
Come here.
Yeah?
Let me grab that. Oh, wow, those are nice.
Hey, you have to pay for that.
Oh, okay, here you go. There you go.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Enjoy it. It's my life savings.
Hey, no touching the lace.
The fuck? Hey, buddy, you better get out of my face before my friend Marvin kicks your ass.
Oh, I'd like to see him try.
Kick his ass, Marvin.
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't want to kick
him. No, kick his ass. You could do it. Punch him right in the nose. He's got a weak sinus cavity. I can tell. It's like punching a shark. It'll just knock him right out.
Yeah, punch me in the nose.
See, he wants you to do a punch him, Marvin.
I'm not punching
him. Quit being a bitch and punch him.
Okay. Oh, my God, he broke my wrist. He broke my wrist.
Marvin, what, you think you're the equalizer? You're not Denzel Washington.
You guys need to go.
Oh, you still want us to leave?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just finish my beer. See what I tell you, Marvin? I knocked his ass out with my beer bottle, and it didn't even break. How do they do it in movies?
I think he broke my wrist. I need to go to the hospital.
Oh, okay, hold on. Hey, girl.
What?
Come back to my house. I want you to meet my wife.
Give me money.
Oh, okay, fine. Here you go. Yeah, see?
Ooh.
This is what you want?
Yeah.
I got all the power. Come on.
Okay. Marvin, what happened to your hand?
He broke it because he thought he was the equalizer.
No, you told me to punch that guy in the face.
Wait, where have you guys been?
The strip club.
Marvin, how could you?
I was trying to stop him from drinking and driving, and then he tasered a cop.
And tell her what else I did.
And then we went to the strip club, and then he met this stripper, and he took her on a shopping spree and bought her whatever she wanted, and then he went to the bank and gave her his life savings.
Why would you give that whore all your money?
Oh, damn. I am so sorry. She actually prefers the term hoe. It's more respectful.
He saved me from a ditch, and now I'm a classy-ass bitch. Why would you give that hoe all your money?
Oh, easy. See, my wife cheated on me, so at the end of the day, I'm planning on Yeah, can't take it with me, right? So I think I'm maybe going to run into a train, just make it nice and quick. And by the way, don't fucking do that. If you were going to do that because of this scene, you have bigger problems and you should probably get some help. I shouldn't have to tell you that. And now you can get some help with today's sponsor, me telling you not to fucking do that. And also Gamer Subs, I guess.
Listen, buddy, I know your wife cheated on you, but you don't...
Oh, thank you for reminding me. I forgot for a second.
Listen, man, you can just take the money away from her. Like, you can take all that stuff back and get your money back.
Don't worry. I'm not going to do that. Marvin. Stop, you're scaring her.
Listen, you're just doing a lot of...
Squeeze me, but I'm going to go brag to my wife that I have a new hotter wife and no money.
Oh, man, he's ruining his life.
I can't believe you told him we cheated.
I had to tell him the truth. It was killing me.
Hey, lovebirds.
Boyny?
What it is. I just wanted to introduce you to my new girl. What is her name?
Angel Dust.
This is Veronica. She's definitely not a stripper, and I gave her our entire life savings.
Boyny, you're cheating on me?
Yeah, I guess you're not the only one who likes to eat pumpkin, huh? Oh, come here, pumpkin.
Boyny, what are you talking about?
Well, you cheated on me, so I cheated on you.
Boyny, I didn't cheat on you. I cheated.
Well, tomato, tomato, you're still banging other guys. It doesn't matter what you call it.
No, Boyny, think. What were we doing the other night?
Well, apparently you were banging my brother while I was watching TV.
I wish!
No, Boyny, we were playing board games.
And?
I cheated at board games.
Wait, explain.
Well, Boyny, remember when we were playing Guess Who? Well, there was a mirror behind you, so I could see who your person was, and I was able to guess who it was by looking at the reflection. And then we played Monopoly, and I was the banker, so I kept stealing money from the bank when you weren't looking. Then we were playing Uno with Jonathan, and he gave me a bunch of draw four cards under the table so we could make you keep drawing cards all game long.
Damn it, I knew there was no way you had that many draw fours.
It was so funny, Boyny, because you had like 50 cards and you kept having to draw four more.
And you just kept buying up all those properties in Monopoly?
Boyny, honey, I didn't buy those properties.
Oh, God damn it, I just thought you were really good at guessing who.
No.
Well, I did a lot to screw up my life.
It's okay, Boyny. I still love you.
No, you don't understand, Karen. I tased a cop. I hit this really scary bodyguard guy. I gave our entire life savings to this stripper. See, I thought I was going to get hit by a train later, and now I still want to.
It's okay, Boyny. You'll earn your money back. And when you do, can I go shopping?
Sure, if the train doesn't kill me.
Come on, Boyny. Let's go play board games.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Karen. We can set up the board right in front of the train.
We were invited. There's gonna be so many celebrities there. Do you think she'll like her cookie cake?
Yeah.
What's wrong, Boyny?
Well, Karen, I just don't feel like going to an A-list celebrity birthday party today.
What, Boyny?
Queenie, you've been so excited ever since Beyonce invited you when you got her out of a speeding ticket.
I know, but I didn't realize her birthday was on the same day Steve Irwin died.
What?
Well, yeah, Karen, today's the day Steve Irwin was tragically taken from us by that goddamn stingray. Oh, I'm so upset.
Well, Boynie, the party will distract you.
No, it won't, Karen. How am I supposed to just sit there and eat cake and play pin the ring on the single lady when I know Steve Irwin was brutally impaled by a stingray on this day? How can people party on a day like this? It's like partying on 9/11.
But, Boynie, you party on 9/11.
Yeah, okay. Well, they say never forget, not never party. Partying's the best way to remember.
Well, let's party to remember Steve Irwin.
Karen, are you sick in the head? That's my whole point. We can't party today. Today's a day of mourning. Karen, did you take a bite out of Beyonce's fucking cookie cake?
I took a little nibble to make sure it wasn't stale.
Okay, that's it. We're definitely not going now.
But Boynie, you told her you would go when she invited you on Facebook.
I said maybe because I wanted to be mysterious.
Oh, but Boynie, look, she haunted it.
Karen, there's going to be so many other celebrities there, she's not even going to know we're not there.
You're going to break her heart, Boynie.
Look, I'm just going to message Beyonce on Facebook and tell her I can't make it. Happy birthday, Beyonce. Sorry I can't make it to your party. There. And now she's calling me.
Boynie, answer it.
Hello, Beyonce. Happy birthday, Beyonce. What do you want, Beyonce?
Brooklyn guy, please tell me the message you sent me was a joke. You're still coming to my birthday party, right?
No, Beyonce, it's not a joke. I just can't make it to your birthday party. I really wanted to, but I can't. Maybe next year? Actually, probably not. Maybe not any year, unless it's on a different day.
So you have a problem with the day I was born?
Well, yeah, it's just a bad day. It's not you, it's the day. Actually, the whole month of September's bad. Like, 9/11 happened in September, and Hurricane Katrina, and, like, the Nazis invaded Poland and started World War II in September, I think. And Queen Elizabeth II died. You know, there's a reason Green Day wanted to sleep through this month.
I don't give a stabbing stingray fuck that you don't like the month of September. You better show up to my birthday.
Okay, now that is not a common expression. That's it. I'm not coming to your birthday. Bye.
Wait, Boynie, we're not gonna go?
Did you hear her, Karen? She took a jab at Steve. That really stung. Fuck, now I'm doing it. Fuck, on the day of Steve's death, I'm so sorry, Steve. All right, I'm just gonna go to work to get my mind off this.
Well, Boynie, can I still go?
No, Karen, she's not even gonna care. Just stay here and eat the carrot. Fucking carrot cake. Cookie cake. Karen, eat it. You already started. It's not carrot cake.
Hey, Danny, guess what? Did you know that this TV show came out on the exact day, month, and year that I was born?
That's really cool.
Tis. Can we watch it?
We can watch it when we're done watching the news.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
No.
Oh, I'll just be here if you need me.
Well, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be at Beyonce's birthday party.
Yeah, I was, and I decided not to go.
Why'd you decide not to go? There's so many celebrities there. You gotta go.
Well, today's just a really sad day.
Why is today's
sad? Oh, hey, you know, the show actually came out on my birthday. I mean, not the actual year, but the same day.
Yeah, Jeffy was telling us. Why is today sad?
Marvin, are you kidding me? Don't you know what day it is?
Hump day?
Fuck. Oh, Marvin, that is so unbelievably not funny.
Oh, it's Wednesday!
Thank you for the update.
Why is today sad? We don't know why.
Okay, we're gonna do charades. I'll explain. This is the first word.
Oh, you're working at a pizzeria and you're tossing the dough and making pizzas. It's very busy.
Marvin, I stopped because everything you said was wrong.
Oh, there's a fly in your face and you're trying to swat it away.
No.
Ooh, you're a DJ and you're at a rave and, man, you're pumping up the jam.
No.
You're pumping.
You smell something really bad?
Mm-mm.
Ooh, you walked into a spider web and you're getting it off your face.
No.
Oh, you're in a sauna and it's really hot, so you're trying to breathe.
Oh. You're running from a zombie, and you're looking back at it running after you, and you're scared.
No, goddammit, Marvin, I'm swimming, okay? The first word is I'm swimming, okay?
Okay, swimming.
Okay, here's the second one.
You died?
How did I die?
You drowned.
Oh, someone shot you with a harpoon because they thought you were a shark.
That's close.
You swam 30 minutes after eating.
How is that close to being shot with a harpoon, Marvin?
I don't... You swallow too much water, you have a tummy ache. You had a heart attack from swimming too much.
I'm fucking Steve Irwin, Marvin, that's what I'm doing. I'm fucking Steve Irwin.
Okay, that does not look like you're banging Steve Irwin.
No, I don't mean I'm literally... Marvin, it's charades. I am Steve Irwin.
Okay, let's play a different one because I didn't really get
that. No, we're not playing charades. I'm telling you why I'm sad today. Today is the day Steve Irwin died. Well, not actually today. It was like 18 years ago, but it's the same day.
That was today?
Yes, it's today.
Oh, well, that's sad.
Yes, it's very sad, Marvin. That's what I'm saying. Today is a tragic day.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long time ago, so I mean, it's kind of like move on a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was a long time ago. Yeah, you're right, Marvin. I guess Pearl Harbor wasn't a big deal, because it was a long time ago. Oh, and the Holocaust? What's that? That was a long time ago. I don't care about that. And slavery? That's just the cat's pajamas, Marvin. That's what you think, right? Because it was a long time ago?
No, I'm just saying it was so long ago, and I didn't know him, so I mean...
Oh, you didn't know him, so you lack empathy, huh? You're a psychopath? That's what you're telling me, Marvin?
No, it was sad when it happened. It's still sad, but people just don't really think about it that often. I didn't know today was that day. It's, I don't have it on my calendar that he died today.
Oh, how quickly we forget.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! Beyonce's birthday party was ruined because one of the guests she invited didn't show up, and that made her cry. We have an important message from the president now.
Breaking news, America. Some broke-ass, ginger-headed, fuck-ass bitch ruined Beyonce's birthday party and made her cry. America's most hated person now ruined one of the happiest days in September. If you see his face, punch him and call him names. Thank you.
Oh, man, she told the president?
Oh, you made Beyonce cry!
Well, I didn't mean to make her cry. I just didn't want to celebrate on such a sad day. Ow! Fuck! Marvin!
Oh, Jeffy, don't hit him.
It's okay. He was just doing what the president told him.
Oh, well, I mean... You made Beyonce cry, and now people are going to want to punch you.
Well, look, if anybody tries to punch me, I will just explain why I didn't go to the party.
Did you explain to her why you didn't go?
Well, I didn't really get a chance. She made a very hurtful joke about Steve Irwin. At least, I think it was a joke. It was Stingray-related. It was either a joke or she just has very weird sayings. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go get a beer out of your fridge. Ow!
Jeffy? Oh, I mean, the president told him. I guess you can do it.
The last beer. This is for you, Steve! Well, while I'm here, I might as well see if they have any snacks in the pantry.
Uh-oh! What do you think you're doing going in my pantry?
Oh, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I'm just looking for some snacks.
Oh, no. You don't deserve no snacks. You made Beyonce cry. You don't make the Queen Bee cry.
Oh, come on. I just didn't want to go to her party.
Nah, just for the beehive. Ah! Ah! I don't want a hive, bitch! Okay, ah! Ah! Yeah, bug, bug, motherfucker, bug, bug!
What happened to you?
I just got my ass kicked for making Beyonce cry.
Well, you know that was going to happen. I mean, the president announced to the world that people need to punch you in the face.
Yeah, I know. Ow! God damn it, Marvin!
I'm just doing what the president told me to do.
I know. Okay, I guess I'm just gonna have to go to the party.
You're actually gonna go?
Yeah, I'm gonna go get my wife.
He's gonna get beat up by everyone.
Oh my god, Boynie, what happened to you?
I got beat up for making Beyonce cry.
Oh yeah, that's right!
Ow!
Sorry, Boynie, president's orders.
I know, it's okay. Listen, I think I decided to go to Beyonce's birthday party.
What? We're gonna go?
Yeah, but I need you to put some makeup on my face so I don't look so beat up.
Okay, Boynie, can I also bring the cookie cake?
Wait, goddamn half of it.
I was hungry, Boynie, because you said we weren't going.
Fuck it. Okay, bring it. Ugh, kill me.
Boynie, are you sure this is Beyonce's birthday party?
There are balloons, Karen. It's definitely her house.
Hey, are you here for Beyonce's birthday party?
Yeah.
Okay, let me check the guest list. Let's see. Drake, Steve Harvey.
That's me right there, Brooklyn guy, plus one.
Hey, you're the guy who made her cry.
Yeah, that would be me.
You got a lot of nerve showing up here, bud. No one here likes you. Everyone hates you.
I know.
Well, we brought a cookie cake.
The half-eaten cookie cake.
You know what? Let me go ask her if she even wants you here. Stay put.
Karen, I want to leave.
No, Boynie, you gotta make it right.
But he said everyone in there hates me.
All right, so Beyonce's in her room crying, so I didn't have a chance to ask her. So why don't you come inside, grab a snack and sit by the pool and wait. And when she's done crying, she'll come out and talk to you.
Okay.
You're the reason she's crying.
I know.
Boynie, where should I put the cookie cake?
Probably next to her real cake, Karen. You know, I really thought Beyonce would have had a bigger cake.
Oh my god, Boynie, there's Drake standing over there.
Ooh, Drake. Who gives a shit?
Oh, I think he's coming over.
Brooklyn guy, you're a dummy head. Poopy pants, stinky butt head. I hate you for making Beyonce cry on her birthday. I hope you step on a crack and break your mama's back. Excuse me, I'm having to talk to a minor.
Why would he admit that?
Oh my god, Boynie, Drake just talked to you. Do you think he'll take a picture with me?
Are you under 18?
No.
Well, then probably not. I'm going to grab a red Solo cup and stand by the pool.
Boynie, do you think anyone would mind if I had some more of the cookie cake?
Karen, I don't think anybody wants any of your shitty cookie cake. Ugh, lame-ass party. Oh, hey, Beyonce. I made it to your birthday.
What do you want, Brooklyn guy? You already ruined my birthday and made me cry all day.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. Listen, I just really want to explain why I didn't want to come earlier. You see, your birthday's also the same day Steve Irwin died, and I just can't celebrate on a day this sad.
Wait, you think I don't know about Steve Irwin dying on the same day as my birthday? I carry this framed picture of Steve everywhere I go because I love him so much. I don't celebrate my birthday on this day. I celebrate the life of Steve Irwin.
Oh my God, Beyonce, you do understand. Let's fucking party. Steve.
Be doing a canned food drive, which means we're going to be donating cans of food to the less fortunate. That means you, Joseph.
Heck yeah, dude. That means I finally get to eat. No more cockroaches.
Uh-huh. So if you have any cans of food at your house that your parents are rearing to donate, then bring them in. And if you bring in a lot of cans of food, you could get a toy from the toy box.
A toy box? Is that a Thomas the Tank Engine?
No way, dude. Is that Buzz Lightyear?
I want the pony.
No, the pony's mine.
Is that a DVD box set of Brandy and Mr. Whiskers and Tech Decks? Oh, I want the whole box.
Wait, you're telling me that if I get rid of my green beans, I get toys?
That is the tits.
So bring in as many cans tomorrow as you can. It can be any food. It can be green beans. It can be SpaghettiOs. Whatever you want, as long as it's not open. Hey, Cody! Why'd you steal a toy from the toy box?
What are you talking about? I didn't steal a toy.
Right here, Cody. This is a toy.
Oh, I see. This is a common misconception. No, that's not a toy. That's actually my boyfriend.
Cody, this is a toy, and the only place that you would have gotten it is from the toy box.
What? No, that's not true. Guys, tell him that's my boyfriend.
No, he definitely stole that shit. He got it out of the box and all. He got sticky fingers.
Yeah, I saw him take it.
What the fuck, guys?
Cody, if you want this toy from the toy box, then you have to bring in 10 cans of food tomorrow.
What, 10 cans of food drive? Where am I going to get 10 cans of food?
You don't have 10 cans of food in your kitchen?
Well, I think we have some SpaghettiOs, but I don't know if we have 10 cans.
Well, I know Chef Phoebe has a bunch of cans, and I'm going to get that Thomas and the Brandy and Mr. Whiskers and the Tech Dicks.
Bro, can you lend me a couple cans? I really want that Buzz Lightyear, and you know a nigga got to eat, you feel me?
Yeah, I'm going to get as many cans as I can from Chef Phoebe's pantry.
What, now, Junior, you should give those cans to me because you're the reason I lost 10.
Okay, look, if we have enough cans, we'll get Ken, but we're going to get my toys first. Come on, guys.
Fried chicken in the pan, fried chicken cause I can. Fry, da, 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 da. Fried chicken in the bitch, scrap my ass whenever I itch. Fry, da, 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 da.
Fry that hoe.
Is he saying Friday hoe?
I think he's saying fry that hoe.
Oh, okay. That's supposed to be like the pearly gates, like there's so many cans, like what we saw is heaven.
Mm-hmm, yeah, no, I know.
Because we need cans.
Yeah, I get it.
Look at all these cans, Cody!
That's a lot of cans, Jay.
I think that's enough cans to get all the toys I'm wanting, because I get the Thomas, and I get the Brandy and Mr. Whiskers.
Well, we also have enough cans to get Ken.
I'm not going to waste 10 cans to get cans. It's going to take 10 cans, and that Thomas is easily a 20-can toy. And Brandy and Mr. Whiskers is 10 cans, and then probably the Tech Decks are 5 cans each, so I'm not going to waste 10 cans on your stupid Ken doll.
Well, Junior, you already have so many Thomases, you don't need another one.
Well, you've already had so much Ken, you don't need him anymore.
There's only one Ken.
And you've had a lot of use with him.
And it's your fault he was taken from me, so you owe me these cans.
Well, you need to go to your own house and get your own cans, because these cans, I need all these cans for my toys.
But you have at least 10 cans right here. Let me just have those and you can have the rest.
Stop pocket watching my cans.
Give me a can.
Julia, what the hell are you doing in my pantry?
Technically, it's not your pantry, it's my dad's pantry.
Technically, it is my pantry, since I cleaned up this whole damn house while your dad sits on his ass and watch TV.
Okay.
What are you doing in my pantry?
So the school's having a canned food drive.
Canned food drive.
Wait, Ken knows how to drive?
Oh, yeah. He's got a CDL. He drives a big rig right into my ass.
Jesus.
Anyway, the school's having a canned food drive.
Canned food drive.
And I was going to donate all our cans of food to the school.
No, the hell you're not. You're not donating cans to no dirty hand, grubby ass, disgusting brats.
I'm sorry, Joseph.
Listen, if we donate 20 cans of food, I'll get a bunch of toys.
20 cans? That's 20 meals, 20 full ass bellies. No, the hell you're not, Junior. You have toys upstairs. You don't need to donate cans.
But this is a brand new Thomas in the box and a DVD box set of Brandy and Mr. Whiskers.
I don't give a damn about no damn whiskers. Get out of my damn pantry.
He's clearly never seen the show.
Get out of the pantry, Junior.
Okay.
God.
Oh, man, guys, I really wanted those cans.
Yeah, and I really wanted my boyfriend back.
Wow, Cody, you're so selfish and self-centered. All you do is think about yourself.
Yeah, dude, you're not starving and hungry like me, and Chef Phoebe didn't roast your ass.
All I'm trying to do is donate food for my buddy Joseph.
No, you just want to donate cans because you want, like, 5 toys.
What? No, I would donate that food even if I wasn't getting toys.
Okay, that's a fucking lie because you've never donated anything in your life.
I'm flabbergasted at that sentence, Cody. I've donated so much stuff in my life. I'm Donor Man. People used to call me that.
Donor Man?
Yeah, right, Joseph? People call me that?
Yeah, I heard somebody call him Donor Man before.
Okay, Donor Man, what have you donated?
I've given,
Yeah?
What is that? I use public bathrooms.
What, how is that donating?
Well, see, instead of peeing in the toilet, I pee all over the toilet seat, and I give a janitor a job. I'm like Donald Trump. I create jobs.
What? You donate piss to a public toilet?
Yeah, because if I use the toilet normally, he would have nothing to clean. But I purposely piss all over the toilet seat and the ground so he has something to clean up.
Well, that sounds like you're just making a janitor hate his life.
No, he doesn't hate his life. He loves it. He loves cleaning things. That's why he's a janitor.
No, I don't think he's a janitor because he loves cleaning. I think he just wants money.
What? No, he walked in that bathroom. If he sees a clean bathroom, he's like, what's the point of me? He'd get fired if the bathroom wasn't dirty. But I make the bathroom dirty on purpose so he has something to clean up. So I'm donating piss on the ground so he gets paid more.
I don't think he gets excited when he sees a pissy, shitty toilet seat.
He does get excited because he gets paid more.
He doesn't get paid per piss and shit on a toilet seat.
Well, then he needs to discuss his stats with his boss.
His stats? This isn't Madden Jr. He's just a janitor.
Well, listen, Cody. A janitor likes to clean. That's why he became a janitor. And I donate my piss and shit on the ground so that he can clean it up.
Yeah, on the ground. How fucking generous. I'm sure he loves that.
Oh, he walks in the bathroom. He goes, let's fucking go.
He definitely doesn't say, let's fucking go.
Yes, he does. He says, put me in, coach.
Yeah.
He's trying to clean that shit.
Yeah, he has headphones in and he's like, hell yeah, hype music. He's like, I'm ready to do this.
Hype music? What kind of music do you listen to when you clean a shitty floor in a bathroom?
Eye of the Tiger.
Maybe Kodak Black.
Yeah, or the Rocky song.
Okay, guys, we're getting off topic. We just need these cans so I can get Ken back.
Okay, well, I would give you cans, but Chef Pee-Pee won't let me grab the cans. And I wish we could just break into the pantry.
Break in? It doesn't even have a lock on it. It's your pantry. You could just wait for Chef Pee-Pee to fall asleep and then go in and take the cans.
You know Chef Pee-Pee doesn't sleep at night. He stays up watching telenovelas.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love that. Yeah, they always end in to be continued.
Yeah, so Chef Pee-Pee's watching those shows. He'll see us if we try to go in the pantry.
Yeah, so what do we do?
We could try to distract him right now. And so one of us tries to get him out of the kitchen, and then we can grab the cans. I got an idea. Follow me. Okay, guys, here's my plan. I'm going to throw this glass bottle at the ground, and when it shatters, Chef Pee-Pee's going to hear it. He's going to come running. Joseph, I want you to lay in the glass, and when Chef Pee-Pee shows up, he's going to say, what happened? I'm going to say, Joseph got hit in the head with a glass bottle. You have to do CPR. So while Chef Pee-Pee's doing CPR on Joseph, Cody, I need you to go in the pantry and grab all the food.
Okay, but I want Chef Pee-Pee to do CPR on me, so can I lay in the glass, and then Joseph goes and gets the cans?
It doesn't matter who gets the cans. If you want to lay in the glass, you can.
Okay, but also, when he comes up, tell him there was a rattlesnake in the vase when you threw it, and it bit me on the wiener in the asshole, and he's going to need to suck the venom out of there.
Okay.
Yeah, and also tell him that the rattlesnake bit my belly, like a whole bunch of little bites all over my belly, so he's going to have to, like, suck on that all the way down and then suck the venom out of the wiener in the asshole. Tell him that.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Yeah, make sure you tell him. But especially make sure you tell him to suck the venom out of the wiener in the asshole. Because, like, tell him that's where most of the bites were, was on the wiener in the asshole, and there was a lot of little bites on the belly, so he mostly just gets it out of the wiener in the asshole.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, make sure you do that, please.
I will tell him that.
Don't forget. And if you remember one, I prefer the asshole.
Okay.
Just make sure you at least say the asshole part.
Okay.
Please remember that.
I will remember it.
Okay, please do.
I think I will. Okay, here, I'm about to throw it. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Julian, what the hell was that about? You know not to throw shit in this house. You could have broke that.
I really should have checked to see where Chef Pee-Pee was before we threw it.
Yeah, you should have. Now he's not going to suck my ass.
What?
No, listen, Chef Pee-Pee, I was trying to shatter the bottle. I wanted to make a big mess. I wanted to get in trouble.
No, you're not supposed to break shit in this house. I'm going to tell your dad.
I do think you should go all the way upstairs and tell my dad.
What, you want to ask with him?
Yes, I do. I think you should go tell my dad what I was trying to do, and you should go through the whole alphabet, A through Z, each letter, think of a word that how you describe me, like A as asshole, B as a brat.
You know what? That is a good idea, Julia. That is the smartest thing you ever said. You know what? I can be very clever with my words. Braxton!
No, he's upstairs, Chef Pee-Pee, not, he's this way.
Up. Braxton!
All right, guys, let's go grab the kids of food.
Okay.
All right, guys, grab as many kids as you can. Hold the bag, Cody.
You know, Junior, I really like that plan, Junior. I really wish that plan would have worked out, Junior. I really especially like the part that you came up with where the snake bit my wiener and my asshole.
Dude, nobody's licking your ass. Shut up.
I didn't say lick. I said suck.
What's your job if you grab a can?
Snake bite, you fucking dumbass.
Keep grabbing cans.
Yeah, I really wish it would have worked, Junior.
Freaking ass boy.
I really wish you would have sucked my wiener and asshole, Junior.
All right. We got the cans, bro.
Guys, run this way with the cans.
Where you think you're going with my cans, little bitch?
We're leaving here with these cans.
Oh, no, the hell you not. Not on my dead body.
We're leaving with these cans. We're taking them to the school.
Oh, no, you're going to be a dead man if you leave with my cans.
A snake bit my wiener in asshole. And I need you to suck the venom out.
Cody, stop. No one's doing that.
I'm getting something out of this, goddammit.
Listen, we are going to leave with these cans, and I'm going to get those toys.
No, you're going to be 6 feet under after this. Wait, where did it go?
It was part of my plan. While I was distracting you in your face, they ran out the front door.
Actually, we're right here, Junior. I just had to tie my shoe. Joseph, help me.
You ain't leaving nowhere.
Ow! Run! Damn it!
All right, teacher, we brought a bunch of cans.
All right, you want a toy from the toy box?
Yes, we do.
Hold on, let me grab Ken first. What? Teacher, where is that thing you took from me earlier?
Oh, the Barbie doll? Some kid took it after he turned in all these cans of green beans.
What?
Hey, Mr. Barbie doll man. Ready to go in my poop pipe?
Jeffy, that's what I wanted to do.
Vacation.
I know, dude. I can't wait to play video games all summer and go to the beach.
Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun. Best summer ever.
Guys, today's our last day of kindergarten, and we have to pass, because if we fail, we have to do kindergarten again next year. For God's sakes, we're 15. This shouldn't be hard.
Cody, we're gonna pass today's test.
Yeah, dude, we got it in the bag.
We failed the coloring exam.
I know, but we're gonna pass today's test. It's not gonna be hard, Cody. Come on, just keep your head in the game. Let's go.
Yeah.
I am. I came to check on these imbeciles.
Well, we were just about to start our day.
Let me talk to them. Hey, you freaks! You booger-picking bastards! You baloney lickers! Today is your last day of kindergarten. For some of you, for the rest of you, you might have to stay in this hellhole with her all summer long for summer school. Oh, no, you get paid $30,000 a year. That's plenty.
Garbage truck drivers make $60,000 per year. You make less than a garbage truck driver.
Shut up, Mikey.
Anyway, today is your final exam. And I'm going to sit my butt right in this chair and watch every single one of you and make sure no one cheats. Because we won't want anyone to just pass these kids so they don't even have to teach summer school, right?
Me? I would never.
Okie dokie. Because, you know, I run a tight ship here. They call me Captain Steinbeck. Arg, where's the booty? I found it.
All right, Miss Fitzpatrick, do your thing, go.
All right, class, everyone try your hardest not to fail.
I failed kindergarten 3 times.
I know, Mikey, but this year's going to be different. You're going to pass this year. All right, class, I'm going to call you up one by one and ask you a question. If you answer that question correctly, you pass.
Wait. One question?
Oh, they're really hard questions. Cody, why don't you come up here first?
Go up there, Cody.
Oh, I better pass this.
You're gonna fail.
Come on, Cody, you got this.
Thanks, Freddy. All right, let's do this thing.
All right, Cody, I'm thinking of a word that starts with the letter F and has a TH in the middle of the word. TH makes the th sound.
I know what TH sounds like, but that word could be anything.
No, Cody, that word can't be anything, because anything starts with the letter A.
Does he not know the difference between an A and an F?
Oh, he does!
No, I do. I just meant it could be a lot of words.
How about this? If you get it wrong, you're gonna get an F and fail!
Okay, well, it starts with an F, has a TH. Is it father?
Yes, correct! You pass!
What, really? Cool.
I guess that was pretty hard. Let me see the card.
Oh, see, I dropped it.
Clumsy ass, I'll get it.
Oh, I think I need a spanking.
Okay. The guy.
All right, Cody, well, you passed. Junior, why don't you come up next?
Woohoo, yeah, I'm done with kindergarten.
Lucky guess. Good job, Cody.
All right, it's my turn.
All right, Junior, your word starts with the letter X.
Is it X-ray?
Correct, you got it right, you passed.
Yay!
No, that was too easy. It's only like one word that starts with an X. I'll choose the card. Oh, this one.
Oh, there's no way he's gonna get that word right.
Well, then he fails.
Okay, Junior, well, your word starts with the letter O. O makes the O sound, and your word has 2 O's in it.
Is it boobies?
No,
Junior, Junior, your word starts with the letter O.
Is it ooh, boobies?
No, Junior. Oh, not ooh, oh.
Oh, look at those boobies.
Junior!
I like this kid. But no, you only got one more try, and then you fail.
Okay, Junior, this thing makes a sound.
Is it an owl? No. Owls go hoot, hoot.
No, no.
Hoot.
No, Junior. No, no, no.
He fails.
Wait, no. One more guess. One more try.
Can I see the word? Oh, there's no way he's getting that.
I know. I know. Okay, Junior. Try again. And, oh, it looks like something's on your elbow.
Is the word my elbow?
No! No, Junior! It's oboe! Oboe!
What's an oboe?
It's an instrument!
Oh, he fails. Go to your seat.
Well, I fail kindergarten?
Yeah, you fail kindergarten.
Oh, wow!
Oh, no!
Looks like you're gonna be teaching summer school. I want Mikey to go next. And I want this to be his word.
Oh, well, hold on. I think I'm a little thirsty. Do you want some? Oh! Oh, I'm so sorry! Oh, no!
You whore! You freaking slut! Oh, you got it all over my elf skin jacket! Frick! Oh, now I gotta go outside and let it dry! Oh, you better not let anybody cheat. Oh, you're gonna lose your freaking job. Frick! Frick! Frickin' frick! Frick, guys!
All right, class, he's gone. I am not teaching summer school with you ugly bastards. So every single one of you is going to pass kindergarten. Junior will figure it out later. Mikey, get your ass up here to take your final exam.
I can't believe I failed.
Let me show you how smart I really am, guys.
All right, Mikey, this word starts with the letter F. It's an animal that lives in the ocean.
Flop.
No, Mikey, no, it's a fish. But actually, when frogs start out as tadpoles, they live in the water, so they're kind of like fish, so correct, you pass!
I didn't say fish, I failed. I'm sorry, Miss Fitzpatrick, I guess I'll just see you in summer school.
Oh, no, Mikey, that's okay, we're just going to try again. We're going to do another animal that starts with the letter G, and it lives in Africa.
Oh, gorilla!
No, Mikey, it's a giraffe.
I failed again.
No, it's okay. You know what? We're just gonna try again. We're gonna do another one.
But there's only supposed to be one guy.
It doesn't matter, Mikey. Okay, this animal's really easy because you already guessed it.
A gorilla.
No, Mikey. No, no, no. This is the first animal you guessed. It starts with the letter F.
Fish.
Fuck.
No, now I've seen it. One. That's a no-no one.
No, you know what, Mikey? You passed.
How?
Because you already guessed frog.
I did guess frog. You might I passed. Yay!
Yes, you did. Okay, Joseph, get up here. We're going to do your exam.
Too fucking easy, guys.
She gave you like a million chances, Mikey.
Yeah, well, a pass is a pass.
All right, Joseph, your word starts with the letter P and it's pink.
Oh, easy. Penis.
What? No, 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 no. It's P, it's pink, and you can eat it.
Oh, dub.
No, what? Joseph!
Joseph, it's Cody's mom.
Oh! I'm so stupid. It's pig. You should have said that from the beginning.
Oh, well, I don't know who that is, but yes, your word was pig! Correct! You passed!
Yes!
Okay, let's see who's next. Freddy, why don't you come up here?
All right, Freddy, go up there.
Oh, no, God, I'm scared!
Oh, great! He's gonna poop his pants again!
Probably!
Don't worry, Freddy. We'll help you out if we can.
Okay.
All right, Freddy, your word starts with a T-R, and it's something you ride on.
A track?
No. Oh, don't get sad. Try again.
A tractor?
No. Don't get sad. Try again. Keep trying.
A trolley?
No, Mikey. It goes choo-choo. What?
It's what my dad and his buddies went on it last night.
Shut up, Mikey.
Oh, a train.
Correct. You passed. Well, you're correct about one of those things, but yes, you passed.
Yay.
Taylor, why don't you come up next?
Okay.
All right, Taylor, your word starts with B-R, and it's something you eat.
Broccoli?
No, it's something you can have at brunch.
Breakfast?
No, but you can have it with your breakfast.
Breast milk?
What? No, 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 it's, what's toast made out of?
Bread!
Very good, you passed! Ashley, why don't you come up next?
I passed!
My turn!
All right, Ashley, your word starts with F-L and it's something pretty. Floors? Did you just say floors? Yes, floors! It's something you walk on? Oh, no, this is something you smell. Floors? It sounds like you're saying flowers! Then you're correct! You pass! Okay, who's next? Daryl? Oh, Daryl, why don't you come up here? Where's that bear card?
Oh, where's that damn bear card? Well, Ball, maybe we can work with Ball. Daryl, okay, your word starts with the letter B. It's round. It's something you play with. It's something you bounce at recess. It's blue. Was that Ball? Daryl, did I hear Ball? Everyone, I heard Daryl say Ball. I think he passed. You passed, Daryl. Go, go, go. Everyone, you passed.
I didn't pass. I failed.
No. Junior, you get to try again because the rest of the class passed, but yours must have been a fluke because you didn't. So come back up here and we can try again.
Yeah, okay, I'll try.
All right, Junior, your word starts with S-H, and it's a four-letter word.
Shit.
Junior, this is something you wear.
Well, if you shit your pants, you're wearing shit.
Junior, stop saying that word.
It's dry.
Oh, Principal Steinbeck, you're back!
Yes, my suit finally dried. How's the exam going?
Well, everyone passed their final exam.
What? Wait, what? How? It's only been 5 minutes.
Well, everyone in the class is just really, really smart. Right, class? Everyone passed their final exam?
Yeah.
No way. These kids are stupid. There's no way they passed that exam. And what is he doing up here?
Oh.
I know he failed.
Well, you see, everyone else in the class passed their final exam, so I thought Junior here deserved another chance.
That's pretty forgiving of you. I guess so, but I get to choose the word.
Oh, but he was so close to guessing this one.
Shoe?
Oh, it was shoe?
No way. That's too easy. And I already said the word, stupid. I'll choose the word. How about this one?
Okay, Junior. Your word starts with the letter E and it has a PH in it.
Guess it!
A PH?
Yeah. It's my mom!
Fat! PH fat! Old fat bitch!
No, Junior, remember it starts with the letter E.
Wait a minute, Cody, your mom's an elephant. She's a big fat elephant.
Yes, she is. Junior passes.
Rats, how did he get that? I thought he was stupid.
Everyone in the class passed.
Wait, everyone? Even my son, Daryl.
Yes, even Daryl.
Let me go and ask him then. Hey, Daryl. What's up, baby boy? You know Daddy loves you, but I need to know the truth. Did everybody really pass their exam? You know, fair and square, no cheating, no helping.
Nah, Daddy, they some cheating motherfuckers.
Wait, Daryl can talk?
You lying bitch! You lied to me! Of course he can talk! I planted him in this class to tell me everything. Everyone failed! Summer school for everyone!
I wish I could beat by my dad. I'd rather do that than go to school. Ready to go see the Minecraft movie?
Heck yeah, dude!
What about you, Cody? Are you ready?
Junior, do I look ready? I'd say I'm ready.
Oh, when Jack Black says chicken jockey?
Ooh, he's burning this bit down!
We're gonna light off fireworks and throw popcorn all over the theater.
And I'm gonna pull out my live chicken.
Boom!
And I'm gonna ride that motherfucker all over the theater.
No way!
Hell yes way.
Cody, where'd you get a live chicken?
My Uncle Skeeter gave him to me from his farm, but when I asked if I could ride his cock at the theater, he got really disappointed when I wanted this.
Oh, lucky. That's gonna be so crazy, we're gonna make him such a big mess.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be the biggest inconvenience for the workers to clean all that up.
Oh, yeah, they didn't sign up to clean up all this mess.
No, they didn't.
Wait, did you give the chicken laxatives?
Oh, I almost forgot. Here you go, boy. Eat up. We got to make sure you shit all over the place.
Oh, do you think the chicken will shit right when Jack Black says chicken jockey?
We can only hope.
Oh, dude, we got to record it. It has to go viral.
Oh, it has to go all over TikTok. People are going to wish they were in our theater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cody, how many of the workers do you think are going
to
quit?
Oh, probably all of them. They're going to be up to their knees in chicken shit and fire.
Oh, dude, we're going to be such a headache.
Oh, it's going to be so awesome. All right, grab some fireworks. Let's go to the movie theater. I already told Jeffy to meet us there with more fireworks.
Oh, great. The more the merrier.
I can't forget the rocket. Ooh, Cody, we got 4 large popcorns.
Junior, just... Is that gonna be enough?
I mean, it's 4 large popcorns with extra butter.
I just wanna make sure, like, you can't even see the floor when we throw all the popcorn around.
I mean, it's a lot of popcorn. Isn't the chicken gonna be shitting?
Oh, the chicken shit, right. I almost forgot about the chicken shit, yeah.
And also, we're gonna piss on the people's heads in the front of us, right?
Yeah, I did wanna pull my pants down around my ankles and just piss all over the back of their head when he says chicken jockey.
Yeah, I mean, so there's gonna be so much piss and shit and popcorn on the floor. So, I mean, this theater's gonna be disgusting.
Yeah, you're right. I'm overthinking that.
And also, Joseph has silly string.
And fireworks.
He's gonna light this mortar cannon off right when he says chicken jockey.
Oh, that's perfect. It's gonna be so fucking loud, and hopefully it hits the ceiling and it sets off the sprinklers. Oh, you know what? I don't wanna get my hopes up. Let's not jinx it. If it happens, great, but let's not ruin it. God, that's all I want to happen. Now, if that happens, I might actually cry.
Yeah, have you guys seen Jeffy?
Hey, guys! I brought a gun.
Oh, that's perfect. Junior, that is exactly what we've been needing. Jeffy, just make sure when he says chicken jockey, you really unload the clip right into the screen.
All right, got it.
Yeah, we're going to make so much noise. We're going to make it such a big-ass fucking mess.
Yeah, I just really want to make sure that we are known as the people who really fuck this theater up.
Oh, we're going to get banned.
Oh, yeah, I hope my grandkids get banned.
I think they're going to ban our dead bodies. Like, they're going to ban our souls.
I hope AMC presses charges.
Oh, that would be so sick.
That'd be so fucking cool.
The previews are starting, guys.
What's the scariest thing you can imagine in a bush? A squirrel with rabies? Or a goose with rabies? Or a poisonous snake with rabies? How about a clown in a bush? Clown in a bush!
Boom! Ah! Scared me. Ha ha, gotcha.
Oh, man, that movie looks really scary.
Yeah, if this theater survives what we're about to do, we should go see it and throw popcorn whenever he jumps out of the bush.
Oh.
Do you like Tom Cruise? Do you like Tom Cruise running? Do you like Tom Cruise doing stunts? Do you like Tom Cruise saving the world?
Step right there. Put the bomb down, Cyrus Claps.
Keep back, Tom Cruise. You know I have an explosive temper.
Well, we better make this quick, because I have explosive diarrhea.
Well, it looks like you're going to die with poopy pants, Tom Cruise. Because if you can't beat me in rock, paper, scissors before this bomb goes off, half of Dubai is going to go bye-bye.
Well then, I guess we're going to be playing rock, pooper, scissors.
Mission somewhat possible.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
Fuck, best 2 out of 3.
Man, Tom Cruise has made a lot of those movies. I wonder when he's gonna stop.
I'm ready for this movie to start so I can light these damn fireworks.
Patience, Joseph. Patience.
Hey there, moviegoers! Jack Black here! Oh yeah! I was in school of rock! I am Steve! Just a friendly reminder to be respectful of your fellow moviegoers and don't throw popcorn! Oh yeah!
All he thinks we're gonna do is throw popcorn? Junior, I'm about to piss on some people. When he says chicken jockey, I'm gonna squeeze this chicken like he's a ketchup bottle until shit squirts out of his ass everywhere. Earlier, I put a whole roll of Mentos up his ass, and I made him drink an entire 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke, and the only thing that's stopping him from bursting like Chernobyl right now is the cork I stuffed in his ass. When that goes, I don't even know what's gonna happen. He might actually explode. It's just gonna be shit and feathers everywhere, Junior.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, Jack Black is gonna have to film a whole new warning just for what we're about to do in here. It's gonna be like 10 fucking minutes long because they're gonna have to realize everything we just did and warn people about every single thing.
Oh yeah, oh my god. You know, this movie's going straight to streaming when we're done.
Oh yeah, there's no way. It's gonna be banned from...
Ninja
I'm pissing on everybody! I'm pissing on you, Henny!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
The
sprinklers are on!
Oh my god! Dreams do come true!
Oh, the ceiling's on fire!
It's the best day of my fucking life!
Oh, god! The ceiling's on fire! The
yes!
The,
let's evacuate!
The fire is on fire!
Guys, today was the best day of my fucking life. It could not have gone better. I mean, that was perfect. Just chef's kiss. I mean, if we had just thrown the popcorn and pissed on some people, that would have been enough. But no, we had the gun and the fireworks and the chicken. Guys, my fucking chicken died. He literally shit his brains out. His organs are all over the floor of what was left of that movie theater. The fucking sprinklers came on. I mean, what more could you ask for? We burned that place the fuck down. And even if it didn't burn down, it wouldn't matter. Because there's no way they could have cleaned that. They would have had to demolish the whole building anyway. Just because the stench of all the shit in the piss. Oh, the piss! How could I forget about the piss? There was a couple in front of us that brought their kid to the movie, just hoping for a nice evening out with the family. I pissed all over them. They were mortified. They are never gonna go to another movie again. I mean, partially because we burned the theater down, but also because I pissed on them. I mean, can you imagine the stories they're gonna tell? Insane. In-fucking-sane. We weren't even humans in there. We were animals. We were chicken jockeys.
Oh, yeah, we were. I'll turn on the news and see if we made the news.
Oh, we have to have made the news. Probably the national news.
Breaking news, UK! A local movie theater was burned to the ground when a bunch of teenagers shot off fireworks and a gun during the Minecraft movie. These four teenagers are currently wanted.
We made the news!
We're wanted! The police want us!
Yeah, they do!
Joseph, show us the video. The video that you took of us, like, fucking up the theater? You have the video, right?
I didn't get a chance to get a video, dude.
What, you didn't get the video?
No, I had popcorn and the silly string, and don't forget the fireworks.
Yeah, he had a lot of jobs.
I only have two hands.
We pulled off the greatest chicken jockey of all time, and we don't even have a video of it?
We have a memory.
That's true. We do have a memory.
I mean, it would be really cool if we could have put it on TikTok.
Yeah, that would have been sick as hell. But, I mean, you know what? I'm selfish. This can just be our little moment, just between us as friends and the other people in the movie theater that burned down. Yeah, yeah, you know, we made the news. That's not nothing either.
Yeah, we did make the actual news.
Yeah, I mean, there are plane crashes that don't make the news.
There's shootings that don't make the news.
Yeah, what we did is worse than a shooting.
It is.
Fuck yeah. Hey there, you four are under arrest. Yeah! Fucking yeah! What? Well, you're arresting us because we pulled off the greatest chicken jockey of all time.
Right? Chicken jockey!
Chicken jockey!
Chicken jockey!
I'm arresting you because you burned down a movie theater and you pissed on some people, so you're now a sex offender. Well, that was going to happen eventually, right? Well, no. And also, there was the fireworks.
Oh, yeah, the fireworks were sick.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, and then there was the gun thing. That was especially fucked up. Oh, yeah, that was Jeffy's idea. I wish I could take credit for it. So you just, slap on the old handcuffs and take us down to the courthouse. No, I don't have enough handcuffs, but, I mean, you guys have to go to court. Well, we're not, like, actually going to go to jail, though, right? Yeah, I mean, what do you mean? Of course you're going to go to jail. You committed arson and a whole bunch of other crimes. Wait, Junior, is he fucking serious?
Yeah, are you saying facts?
It's just like a slap on the wrist, though, right? No, I'm talking like prison, like multiple years in prison. What the fuck? That can happen?
Wait, it was a joke.
Well, it was funny, though. No, it wasn't funny. You guys committed a bunch of crimes and people got hurt. We're fucked.
Wait, it was a joke. We did it. It was a ha-ha joke.
No, there's no exemption for jokes.
Joseph, it's all your fucking fault for not filming the TikTok. And if we had the TikTok, he'd see it was a joke. He thinks we did it on purpose.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah, and it would have at least been worth it.
We did it on purpose, but like it was a joke purpose.
It was pretty funny. We said chicken jockey and shit. I'm going to have to take you guys down to the courthouse.
But other people were doing it.
No, they weren't. Come on.
No, other people...
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing the case of Junior Joseph Cote and Jeffy. You four being accused of yelling chicken jockey at the Minecraft movie, and then throwing popcorn all over the theater, lighting off fireworks, pissing on your fellow moviegoers, riding a chicken around the theater while it was shitting, shooting a gun, and then eventually burning down the entire movie theater. Boys, what would make you commit such a crazy crime?
Well, Your Honor, Jack Black said chicken jockey, like from the Minecraft game. He said a video game reference. How else are we teenage boys supposed to react? Sit in our seats and not ride a live chicken that's shitting? I think not.
Now, I do see how that would be very exciting for you boys, but you should still know better than to act that way in public. You ruined the movie experience for everybody who was in the theater. Well, even people who weren't in the theater, because you burned the entire theater down. My point is, do you boys feel any remorse for what you've done?
Your Honor, if anyone in the theater is complaining about what we did, they obviously aren't Minecraft fans. They should be proud about how crazy we went.
I see you have no remorse for what you've done. Well, since you boys love mining and crafting so much, your punishment will be to build a new movie theater for this community. And you can't have any outside help. You have to build it with wood and pickaxe.
axes and netherrack and redstone or whatever the fuck.
Your Honor, how the fuck are we supposed to build a movie theater? We're just kids.
Well, you boys managed to find a way to bring a live shitting chicken and a gun into a movie theater, so I'm pretty sure you can figure it out. And if you don't build a theater by tomorrow, you will all go to jail for 5 years. Case dismissed.
By tomorrow?
Come on, guys, let's get started.
But this is fucking impossible!
Okay, guys, let's get started on this movie theater.
God, this chicken fucking stinks. Guys, we're so screwed. There's no way we're gonna build a movie theater from scratch.
Well, I don't know how you'd build it from a scratch. You have to use your fingernails.
But no, I just mean, we're not gonna build it with no help.
We have help, Cody. There's four of us.
Well, okay, yeah, there are four of us, but we need materials.
Okay, well, one of us can go look for materials. Joseph, go out in the woods and collect wood.
Okay, dude, I got you.
What do I do? Me and Jeffy.
You can go look for hammers.
Look for hammers?
Yeah, and pickaxes.
I'm just going to find those?
Yeah, just go look for it. And Jeffy, you can go help Joseph look for wood, too, because you have strength, so you can, like, push trees down.
Okay.
And I'll draw what I think a movie theater should look like.
This is stupid. This isn't Minecraft. This is real life.
Wait, say that again.
I said, this isn't Minecraft. This is real life.
Say the first sentence.
This isn't Minecraft.
Say that again.
This isn't Minecraft.
Say it one more time.
This isn't Minecraft.
But what if it was?
What are you talking about?
I'll see you at court tomorrow.
Where the fuck are you going? We only have 24 hours!
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Pooh-Bear. And today, I will be seeing this brand new movie theater that these boys built for our community. Boys, where is this movie theater?
It's right here, sir.
Oh, I see. This must be a video of it.
No, we made it in Minecraft.
What?
That's the game Minecraft. We made the movie theater in Minecraft.
That is actually very cool. You have the seats and the screen and that is quite cool, but I actually meant a real movie theater in real life.
You never said that, Your Honor. You said a movie theater for our community, and it's a public server so anyone can join and go in the theater.
Damn, damn, damn! I've been duped! You kids win this time, but I'll be back! I'll be back!
Where did he go?
It doesn't matter, guys! We won! Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, Junior. What, maybe change your smoke detector?
That's Chef Pee-Pee's job.
Dude, let's make a rap song!
Oh, that'd be so fun!
All right, Cody, drop a beat for me.
With me?
Yeah, just drop a beat, God!
Okay.
Yeah. I got a ball on my shirt, I go outside to eat dirt, You mess with me, you get hurt, I leave you blue like a smurf,
Leave you blue like a smurf!
Like a smurf!
Because when you beat up people, they turn blue! Like a smurf!
Like a smurf!
Oh, that was cool, Joseph.
Yeah, that was off the dome, too, dude.
I don't know, Joseph. That was pretty mid.
Wait, why are you hating on my bars, Cody?
Yeah, Cody, that was awesome!
Nah, I gave you that sick-ass DJ Mustard-style beat, and that was the riz you bring to it? That's kind of lame. My right shoe could make a better rap than that.
What? Shoes can't even talk!
Yeah, your shoe can't rap better than Joseph.
I wouldn't say anything like that.
What, shoe?
Yeah, that's me, the shoe on your foot! Look, and I can make a better rap song than these fools.
Well, then do it.
What? Oh, you trying to put me on the spot? Okay then. Watch this.
What? I'm a shoe. What? You ain't got no soul. What? Pulling strings in this hole.
I'm a shoe, looking fresh and brand new. Stepping shit, be you. I'm a pair, I come in tow. Walk on you like bubblegum. Watch your stuffy streets, I run.
What are those?
Your shoes are dumb. Bitch, I'm fly like Air Force One. I'm a shoe. Stuff on you.
What?
Stuff on you.
Stomp.
You black and blue. I'm a shoe.
What?
I'm a shoe.
Yeah.
I'm a shoe. Stuff on you.
What?
Stuff on you.
Stomp.
You black and blue.
Wow, I gotta admit, Shoe, that shit went pretty hard.
Yeah, I told you I go hard. See, I've been in the game for a while.
Wow, Joseph. Cody Shoe did rap better than you.
Whatever, dude. Look, how about we go outside and play basketball? Look, I got something to say, too.
Basketball?
Yeah, y'all been playing around with me for too long, and I gotta say what I gotta say right now.
Okay, then say it.
Okay. You think you can put me on the spot, too? All right, then, let's go.
Yeah. I'm a ball, ho.
What?
Watch me dribble, ooh.
I might go between your nuts, nigga.
Cross you up, leave you stuck. Getting green Milwaukee Bucks. Dunk on you, don't give no fuck. Fuck your ass, you out of luck. Switch into it, kinda suck. But I still like that fit duck. I'm Michael Jordan, you're a smush. Ballin' like my dick was cut. Basketball, basketball. I'm a ball, cross you up. Make you fall, you ain't good at all. Dunk on you, like taco fall. Cause the boy you want, window dunk. In the air, you smell my ball.
Wow, I'm sorry, basketball. I didn't know you felt that way.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of being dribbled all the time. It makes me dizzy.
Well, that is what you were designed for.
What? No, I didn't have to be a basketball. Look, balls have feelings, too.
Yeah, I can confirm that. Balls do have feelings.
Well, I'm so sorry, basketball. Let's just go home.
Cody, why is everything rapping?
I don't know. It is kind of weird. Maybe we're just hungry, and that's why we're hallucinating.
Oh, yeah, let's go ask Chef Pee-Pee to make us something to eat.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm, these burgers look delicious!
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee!
Not right now, Junior. Look, I'm making hamburgers.
You should be grilling up some wieners with no buns.
I don't have any wieners, Cody!
You got one in your pants, you sexy mofo.
Ew, shut up! Look, what do you guys want?
Well, I think me and Cody are really hungry because we've been hallucinating all day. Like, we've seen random objects start rapping.
What? Objects can't rap, Junior.
Oh, I wouldn't say all that.
What, Spatula?
Yeah, it's me, Spatula.
What, the Spatula, you can talk?
Yeah, and I have something to say.
Oh, God damn it.
Hey, where's the meat? Oh, my God. Put it all in my face. Yum, yum. Where's the meat?
I'm a spatula. Let me make you a grilled cheese. I'm really thin. Squeeze me between your butt cheeks. Hit it from the back. Flip them over like a flapjack. I love meatballs. It reminds me of a ball sack.
Wow, Spatula. I didn't know you were gay.
Me neither. Can I borrow that?
Yeah, Cody. Look, you can have it.
Oh, man.
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee, we're going to be upstairs. Just let us know when the burgers are done.
Ugh, I don't even know if I want these burgers anymore.
So, Cody, what do you want to do until the hamburgers are ready?
I don't know. Junior, can you change that stupid smoke detector? It's getting annoying.
We'd have to grab a ladder. It would be a whole thing.
Yeah, and I don't want to grab a ladder because it might start rapping.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Nothing, Jeffy. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just smacking the old diaper.
And I'm tired of it. Diaper?
You can talk?
See, Holmes, and I got a rap song I want to rap.
Why does this keep happening?
Hey, is the diaper Holmes? I got a whole lot of shit to get off my chest. Live la vida loca!
Smack the diaper, make a sound. Beat it up like Chris Brown. Need to shit, go to town. I can hold up to a pound. Take it off, what's that smell? Smells so bad, stinks like hell. So much brown, it's hard to tell. That was lunch, Taco Bell!
What do you think about that, Holmes?
Why is your diaper Hispanic?
I didn't even know my diaper could talk! Daddy! My diaper's rapping at me!
Cody, why is everything rapping?
I don't know, Junior. This is getting ridiculous. And change that goddamn smoke detector.
Cody, we should focus on the important things, like random objects rapping, not a stupid smoke detector.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
What do we do? You want to play trains?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's not like they could rap or anything.
Choo-choo!
Oh, goddamn it.
It's me, Thomas, and I got something to rap about.
Thomas?
Chugga, 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 chugga. What? Choo-choo! You running trains, oh! Where that tunnel,
little engine that could, I'm the nigga that would, choo-choo on your bitch ass, Thomas with that cold gas, six wheels, coming fast, where's your bitch, flat your ass, getting the train ran on her, how she like it, hard and fast.
What y'all think about that? Did I go off the tracks or what?
Yeah, that shit did go pretty hard, Thomas. Why is the beat the same for all of them?
I don't know. But I'm tired of everything rapping, Cody. Like, what's happening to us?
I don't know. Maybe somebody slipped something into our drink?
Bill Cosby hasn't been here, Cody.
Yeah, that's true. If he had, he would have been rapping.
I have an idea. Why don't we just call a doctor and ask a doctor what's happening with us?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, let me call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yeah, doctor. Something weird's happened to me and my friend.
Oh, what's going on?
Everything we look at starts rapping music.
Yeah, I've been saying you kids gotta stop listening to that rap music. It'll rot your brain. All that talk about hoes and bitches and ass and cars and lean. It's too cool. The human mind can't fathom stuff that cool. You know, you can't spell crap without rap. Yeah, you kids gotta start listening to something else, like country or pop or rock and roll or bluegrass or polka or something, I don't know.
So you think it's our fault because we like to listen to rap music?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know what Dr. Dre said? Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. I don't really know what that means, but I'm still gonna eat tricks. I don't even care if I'm not a kid. Yeah, you know, I actually got pulled over when I was a teenager for listening to rap music. Yeah, they searched my car and everything. Taught me a valuable lesson, it did. So now I'm a cop and I pull people over for listening to rap music. Isn't that ironic?
Well, doctor, like, no, something like really weird's happening because, like, objects will rap at us. Like, we saw a basketball start rapping at us.
Oh, well, maybe you kids are just schizophrenic and you're just now noticing.
Hey, man.
Who the hell said that?
Over here, man.
It's gotta be an object trying to rap.
On your head, dude.
On my head?
Yeah, what's up? It's me.
Well, it's your bald spot.
My bald spot?
Yeah, I've been here for years. Now it's my time to shine.
Well, what do you have to say, bald spot?
Check this out. Yeah, the bald spot, nigga. What? Yeah. You're going bald, Brooklyn. Just cut it off, Brooklyn. No hair, I don't care, boss. About it, make you stare, wear a hat, cover up. I'm still here, just give up. All the ladies laugh at you. Looking like Mr. Magoo. Need some hair, you wish it grew. What's the mean if you look like Groot? What you think about that, Baldy?
That was mean. I'm gonna go put on a hat to shut him up. Howdy. Yeah, now that I've shut him up, this is pretty weird. Everything keeps rapping. What do you think it is, Doctor? I don't know. Maybe we have some kind of, like, new rare disease that makes things start rapping?
You've never heard of something like this before?
No, never. Junior, change that goddamn smoke detector!
Okay, I'll change it right now, Cody.
Wait a minute. That's not a smoke detector. That's a carbon monoxide detector. There must be a carbon monoxide leak in here.
Ah! Yeah, it is.
Oh, goddammit.
I was trying to let y'all know y'all was gonna die.
How you almost died from carbon monoxide. I should warn you, shit, I tried. You ignore me, let it slide. Glad you heard me, took some time. Made a noise, I'm not a mime. Now you notice you didn't die. We cool now, niggas for life.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. It was a carbon monoxide leak. It was making us all hallucinate that everything was rapping. I'm gonna go find the leak and fix it.
Well, Cody, I'm glad he figured out the problem.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all forgot about me, Castle Rapper, and I got something to say.
No, we're out of here.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
Hey, where y'all going? Come back!
Right, all our bags are packed.
Oh, Marvin, I'm so excited to go to St. Louis, Missouri.
If we're going to Missouri, why are you dressed like you're going to the beach?
Because we are going to the beach, Marvin.
There's no beach in St. Louis.
Marvin, prepare to be wrong. Check this out. What's that right next to the arch? That's right, it's a beach. Can you imagine floating in a pool floaty and looking up at the arch? I think that's heaven, Marvin.
Well, that looks like a river.
Yeah, the Mississippi.
I can't wait to go snorkeling and eat Mexican food.
Oh, Marvin, they have the best Mexican food. I swear, it's like they hop the border and come straight to St. Louis.
So you've been to St. Louis before?
Yeah, we go every summer.
Boyne says it's the cheapest beach you can go to.
Yeah, it's amazing, Marvin. See in the picture? There's nobody else there. It's like having your own private beach just for you, and also that barge.
Okay, well, why don't we go somewhere more tropical, like Oklahoma?
Marvin, everybody's gonna be swimming in the beaches of Oklahoma this time of year. You know where they're not gonna be? St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, well, let's not miss our flight. Grab your bags.
Yeah, we gotta hurry up. We have a Southwest flight, and it's like riding a bus. There's no assigned seating. It's just first come, first serve, so we might not actually even be sitting together. I swear, if I get seated next to a crying baby, I'm gonna punch it in the face.
Well, if you punch, it's gonna cry more.
Not if I punch it hard enough, Marvin. Just kidding, but maybe I'm not. Come on, let's go!
How lucky of us that we all get to sit together in one row.
I know, isn't it great, Marvin?
Danny, what would happen if the plane crashed into a building?
Jeffy, don't say stuff like that.
Well, it happened 3 times, almost 4.
Jeffy, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, Jeffy, it's not gonna happen, so shut up.
All right, one more question. How do we know that the pilot didn't catch his wife cheating on him and he's about to crash the plane on purpose to get back at life?
Oh, I'm starting to freak out, Jeffy!
Calm down, that's not gonna happen. They screen the pilots every day, I think.
I hate sitting in the middle seat. And I'm sitting next to a baby.
Fungus, sit down.
What the fuck? You named your baby Fungus? Well, would you like to sit next to Fungus?
No, she likes the window seat.
Okay, well, do you want to switch seats with me so I can sit on the end and you can sit with Fungus?
No, I like the aisle seat.
Oh, yeah, that makes fucking sense.
Mama! 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 Mama!
I think
Mama.
It wants your attention.
Mama!
That's okay. She's self-soothing. She'll calm down in 30 minutes to an hour.
Oh, that is fucking perfect. Hey, you think you could cry louder? I don't think my eardrums have ruptured yet. Wah! How do you like it?
Can I get y'all anything before takeoff?
Yeah, I'd like a bomb so I can blow this plane up.
Sir, you can't say bomb on an airplane.
Oh, sorry. Well, can I at least get some earplugs then?
Oh, shoot, I just gave away my last pair.
Oh, were those people also sitting next to a screaming baby?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm sure they needed it way more than I do. Oh, one more thing. Hypothetically, if I were to punch this baby, would I still be able to go to St. Louis?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wah!
Oh, I really want to see that arch.
Wah! Wah!
That's it. Shut up. Shut up, baby. Shut up. Shut up. Give you something to cry about.
That baby sounds like it's being murdered.
Hey.
What? Go back to your seat.
I just punched a baby over there, and now the flight attendant is saying I have to switch seats.
Would any of y'all mind switching seats with him?
Rose, you want to switch seats with him?
Sure, I'll sit by a baby.
Wait, really? I get a window seat? I gotta start punching babies more often. Oh, Marvin, this is the perfect way to start a vacation to St. Louis, Missouri. I'm on a Southwest flight right next to my best buddy. Hey, Marvin, what do you think the odds are that the flight attendant will suck me off in the bathroom?
What?
Nah, I'm just kidding. That's crazy. That's crazy. That wouldn't happen. It's crazy. But maybe, right? No, I wouldn't let it get that far. I wouldn't do that.
This is your captain speaking. I just want everyone to know that last night I caught my wife cheating on me with 3 black guys. So you're gonna have to bear with me. Prepare the cabin for takeoff.
Marvin, it sounds like the captain's having a rough day. But don't worry, he'll cheer right up as soon as we land in St. Louis, Missouri. Happiest place on earth! Bumpy takeoff.
Whoa, it's really, really bumpy.
Really, really bumpy takeoff.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna crash it.
What?
It's gonna be full!
Wait a minute. What happened? Wait, I thought I punched you.
Can I get y'all anything before takeoff?
You already asked us that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
This is your captain speaking. I just want everyone to know that last night I caught my wife cheating on me with 3 black guys. So you're gonna have to bear with me. Prepare the cabin for takeoff.
Wait a minute. That means this plane's gonna crash. I need to get off this plane. Wait, come on. Marvin, Rose, Jeffy. Marvin, Jeffy, Rose. I just had a vision that this plane is gonna crash.
What, it's gonna crash?
Yeah, I had a That's So Raven moment. We need to get off this plane.
Okay, what about your wife?
Oh, yeah. Karen, we're leaving. Come on, let's go. Oh, hey, look at that. I left my bag. See, isn't it good that we got off that plane?
Why'd you make us get off the plane? We missed our flight.
Yeah, what the hell is going on, Boynie?
Well, I had a vision that the plane was gonna crash.
You daydreamed the plane crashing so you made us all miss our vacation?
No, it wasn't a daydream. It was really realistic. Like, I punched this baby in the face, and then I came and sat with Marvin, and then the pilot said he was sad, and then he crashed the plane.
It sounds like you fell asleep in your seat and had a bad dream.
No, trust me, I could not have fallen asleep with that baby screaming at me.
Boynie, you ruined our summer vacation.
Yeah!
Okay, well, you guys are gonna thank me when that plane crashes.
I don't think that plane's gonna crash. Planes don't crash anymore. Planes are very safe.
Look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! A plane, during takeoff, drove off the runway and crashed into a building, killing all 180 passengers on board.
Oh my god!
How horrible! Those poor people!
Yes! Yes, I was right! Yes! Face! Oh yeah, you guys didn't believe me, but then I whipped out the dick of truth and I was like, ugh, all over you guys! Oh yeah, I was like, the plane's gonna crash, and you were like, nuh-uh, and then you know what happened? It blew up! It crashed! And yes, I know I'm being a little insensitive because 180 people died, but I know 5 motherfuckers who didn't! Right, Marvin? Right? We are alive! Yes, because of me! Because of how right I was! I'm totally gonna use this at parties. I'm gonna be like, hey, you know that plane that crashed? I was on it until I got off because I had a bad feeling. I like making stuff about me. You know, like whenever I see a car accident on the news, and I'm like, I drive on that street all the time! That totally could have been me! But it wasn't, but I'm still gonna make a Facebook post about how it could have been. Yummy the lights! Oh god, I love being right so much! Okay, Karen, come on. Let's go home and you make me dinner to celebrate how right I am.
I cannot believe we just escaped death.
All right, Boynie, your taquitos will be ready in about 20 minutes.
Yummy, taquitos. I like those.
I know you do, Boynie. Oh, Boynie, whose dollar and one penny is this on the counter?
It's mine, Karen. Don't touch it.
Okay, well, I'm just going to move it out of my way. Oh, no! Boynie, I dropped your penny down the garbage disposal!
Well, you better get it, goddammit. That's a 1997 penny. I like that year.
Okay, Boynie. Oh, it's so deep. Oh, it's so deep.
Oh, my God, that's so hot. Oh, that's so hot. Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Damn, Karen, what's all that screaming about? If you burnt the taquitos, we can always just get Uber Eats. Karen? Oh, God, you definitely burned the taquitos. It smells like a burning body. Well, Karen, I'm gonna go over to Marvin's house. Definitely not a strip club. It's definitely gonna be Marvin's house. No strip clubs for me. Just Marvin.
Okay.
Marvin, it's just so sad those people died today. We could have died.
I know, but we didn't. We got off the plane, so just be grateful we're alive.
Oh, hey, Dad. Look how high I'm jumping.
Jeffy, no jumping on the trampoline in the living room.
Old trampoline dick. Bound jumping down and shit.
Seriously, Jeffy, people lost their lives. There's no mood to jump on a trampoline right now.
But jumping on your trampoline makes me feel better. Dang, how high do you think I can jump?
Jeffy was jumping on the trampoline. He got decapitated from the ceiling fan.
Oh, my God, Jeffy!
Yeah, that. More that.
Oh, no.
Ooh, what do we do?
I'm going to go take a bath.
A bath?
Yes, I'm going to take a bath because I'm sad.
But you don't take a bath and you see someone die.
Marvin, it's my sad bath time.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to call 911. Why do I call 911? He's already dead. There's no saving him. He's dead. His head's completely off. What do I do?
Oh, this bath is making me feel so much better. Oh, I'm gonna watch TikTok on my phone.
Hey, buddy, I think my wife burned dinner. You wanna come to the strip club with me?
I just saw my son get decapitated by a ceiling fan.
Well, that's why we don't put trampolines under ceiling fans. There you go, buddy. What do we learn?
You don't care that my son is dead?
Well, listen, you're not the only one dealing with the dead body, okay? I'm pretty sure my wife fell into an oven and got cooked to death.
You saw that happen to her?
Well, I didn't see it, but I heard it. I didn't want to see it because I didn't want to be traumatized. But I'm also kind of freaking out because I saw this movie called Final Destination where some people avoid dying in a plane crash and then they start dying in freak accidents. And I'm pretty sure that's what's happening to us because my wife is dead, your son is dead, and I don't see your wife, so I'm assuming she's dead too.
My wife might be dead?
Yeah, probably. So I figure if we're gonna die anyway, we might as well die at the strip club, right? I mean, what's the worst that could happen there? A stripper's ass is too fat and it engulfs my head and I suffocate? Or I'm sucking on titties and they're too fat and I suffocate? That sounds like a pretty good death to me, Marvin.
Yeah, I guess the best place to die is a strip club.
Yeah, exactly. So, how are we gonna get there?
Well, we can take my car.
No cars. There's a car accident in Final Destination 2 and it's horrible. A log goes through a windshield. No, I don't want to deal with that.
Okay,
Do you have a bike? No, because then if the chain breaks, it might slit our throat, and I don't want to do that either.
Why don't we just walk?
No, because we could get hit by a car or lightning or another plane. No, that's no good.
We can just call an Uber, right?
Yes, that's a good idea. I don't think death would kill an innocent Uber driver just to get to us. Good idea.
Okay, let me call the Uber.
Let me get my bowling ball.
Wait, why are you bringing a bowling ball to a strip club?
Because there's a bowling alley at the strip club, Marvin. It's called Tens and Pins, because you can look at tens while you're knocking down pins. It's great.
Oh, okay. The Uber's almost here.
Oh, last one there is a rotten egg.
Oh, no, I'm going down there.
Oh, no fair, I gotta roll my ball.
I'm gonna make it to the Uber first. I'm not gonna be a rotten egg.
I'm gonna catch you, Marvin. Oh, shit, watch out. Ouch. Oh, yeah, that would happen. Yeah, I am definitely in a Final Destination movie. I really gotta get to the strip club. Oh, man, I am ready to die. Yes, I am.
Oh, hey, what's your name?
I'm Brooklyn Guy.
Great, what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm just looking for something to kill me.
Oh, my God, are you depressed?
No, I'm in a pretty good mood. I just know I'm gonna die soon.
Oh, is it like cancer?
No, it's gonna be a freak accident.
Are you a psychic?
Well, maybe. I did have a vision earlier that helped me avoid a plane crash.
Oh, my God, that's so cool.
Hey, can I give you money to do stuff to me?
Sure, but I have to tell you, I have HIV.
Oh, there it is. That's how it's gonna get me. I'm looking death in the face. Yep, I can't cheat death twice. You know what? I don't even think I want to. This is how I die.
Hey, no touching the lettuce!
Oh, no, I paid.
Oh, no! Fuck! No, not like this! Oh, come on! Oh, it was supposed to be hot! I was supposed to die in the titties! It's not fair! Curse you, cruel death!
So, baby, what do you want for dinner tonight?
Jelly beans!
Jelly beans is not a meal for dinner.
Scooby-Dooby shit, give up. I want a Scooby snack now. I want Scooby snacks.
Jeffy, we don't have any Scooby snacks.
He means jelly beans, Marvin.
He does not mean jelly beans. He wants a Scooby snack. It's a dog treat.
Oh, right here. Put them in my mouth.
Catch!
You're making a mess. Don't keep throwing jelly beans on the couch. You're making a mess!
Sorry, Marvin. Oh, look, the news!
Breaking news, UK!
Okay, a man was awarded $50 million from Starbucks after he spilled coffee in his lap, suffering serious burns. Wait, is that real? Is that fucking real? He got $50 million for spilling coffee on himself?
That guy got $50 million just by spilling a Starbucks drink on himself?
Where's Scooby Snacks?
Who's at the door? Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
What are you doing here, Goodman? Why do you have no shirt on?
Because I'm about to make $50 million.
How are you going to make $50 million? You're not going to...
Fuck! You call a lawyer right fucking now! I'm about to be so fucking paid!
Are you getting paid?
Call him!
Hey there, what brings you to my lawyer's office today?
I would like to sue Starbucks for $50 million, please, because I was drinking one of their hot coffees and it attacked me.
It attacked you?
Yeah, I was holding the coffee and I went to take a sip and I flipped it upside down over my head and it came gushing out and burnt the fuck out of my face.
Why did you flip it upside down above your head?
Because I was trying to take a sip. I was trying to do the waterfall thing because I was planning on sharing my coffee and I didn't want to give anyone else any germs, but the lid wasn't secure and it came all over my face and burnt the fuck out of it!
Yeah, this sounds a lot like that other case where the guy burned himself on hot coffee and got $50 million.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get $50 million for being a dumbass.
Okay, but after that case, they started securing the lids better.
Well, not mine. My lid was not secure, because look what it did to me!
I don't know. This seems too similar to that other case. I think the judge is just going to throw it out as a frivolous lawsuit.
Okay, well, what about iced coffee?
What about it?
Well, what if I were to take a sip of my iced coffee, and then it came out all over my face, and then I got frostbite or hypothermia because the shit's too cold?
I don't know. It seems like you're just trying to get money.
Exactly! I want $50 million so fucking easy. It's like $50 million in 3 seconds just for spilling something on my face? Yes.
But aren't you already rich?
Yes, but I can always be richer.
I don't know. I don't think I want to be part of this. It just seems wrong.
Listen, if you help me with this lawsuit and I win $50 million, I'll give you $5 million of it.
That sounds like you got yourself a case. You know, if you were to accidentally spill that cold coffee all over yourself.
Oh, yeah, of course it would be an accident. Oh,
I spill coffee. It.
Oh, thank you. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so cold. My nipples. My asshole. My ballsack. The only thing that would warm me up is $50 million in my account, please.
I saw that. That was an accident. Come on, let's go to court.
Oh, take me to the judge.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing a case of Mr. Goodman, who is suing Starbucks for $50 million because he spilt an iced coffee on himself and claims he got frostbite because the drink was too cold. Mr. Goodman, please explain.
Oh.
Your Honor, I, Brooklyn T. Guy, will be representing my client, as he is unable to speak due to the severe injuries caused by the coldness of the Starbucks drink. You see, Your Honor, my client just wanted to start his day with an iced coffee. But instead, he started his day in the hospital, in unbearable pain, disfigured from the severe frostbite and brain freeze. Starbucks should not be serving their iced coffees that cold.
Was the coffee really that cold as to cause frostbite?
Yes, Your Honor. I've brought an iced coffee for you to touch.
Let me see this here. Ooh, that is quite chilly. Mr. Starbucks lawyer, what have you to say about this?
Hi, I'm Steve Spielberger, representing Starbucks. And this is utterly ridiculous, Your Honor. This is a clear cash grab, a frivolous lawsuit just to get millions of dollars. Our iced coffees are no colder than any other drink.
I don't know. This is making my hands quite cold while holding it.
Your Honor, even if the drink is cold, it's not our fault that the plaintiff spilt the drink onto himself. Once the drink leaves our store, it's no longer our problem. He should have been more careful while handling the drink. Objection, Your Honor. That is total bullshit. You're telling me if I go to a bar and get drunk and drive home and kill someone, it's my fault, not the bar's fault for selling me the alcohol? Starbucks needs to understand that if it wasn't for them selling coffee, my client wouldn't have went there to get coffee and therefore would not have spilled the drink on himself, causing lifelong injuries.
That is true. If Starbucks never sold coffee in the first place, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Your Honor, please use common sense. We just settled a lawsuit over our drinks being too hot. Now this man is claiming our drinks are too cold, which doesn't even make any sense. Should we only sell room temperature drinks?
That would be rather icky.
Your Honor, may I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
Do you have children, Your Honor?
I do not.
But I do have a 5-year-old poodle named Porkchop, and I love her dearly.
Well, I have a daughter, Your Honor. Now, what will happen if we let our children and poor Porkchop grow up in a world without consequences? Without consequences, people would steal and murder and pillage. Yes, this is just an iced coffee. But what will Starbucks get away with next? Rat poison in their caramel macchiato? Cyanide in their cinnamon dolce latte? Ricin in their pup cups? If we lay the hammer on them now, it will stop them from feeling like they're invincible.
You're right. Starbucks, how dare you! You bastards want to poison Porkchop!
I can assure you, Your Honor, we are not trying to poison our customers!
Look at Porkchop! Look at her cute little face! You want to see her foaming at the mouth? You want to take my only happiness away from me?
No, Your Honor!
I have heard enough! Starbucks, I find you guilty of gross negligence and improperly serving your iced coffees too iced at the temperature of the top of Mount Everest. Fuck, that's cold. I award the victim $50 million. And Starbucks, from now on, you are required to make sure you do not serve your drinks too hot or too cold, and you must make sure the lids are hot glued and taped on, and you must have a warning label on the cups saying that the drinks are going to be hot or cold and to handle with care, and also, you must also train your employees how to serve the drinks properly so that they're not too hot and they're not too cold and the lid is secured tightly, and whenever they have customers, the drink to make sure they tell them that it's going to be hot or cold and they need to handle with care. Fuck! Case dismissed.
This is fucking bullshit!
No fucking way.
I fucking won!
You fucking won!
I actually fucking won! I was just saying total horseshit. I can't believe he bought it! Fucking won! We won!
Yay! I mean, hell!
Marvin, who was at the door a few days ago?
Oh, that was Goodman.
Oh, what did he want?
Oh, he poured a hot Starbucks coffee on his face because he was trying to sue them to get $50 million.
Did he get the money?
I don't know. I haven't heard from him.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, okay? Hi, I'm fucking Paid. First name I'm, middle name fucking, last name Pay. Because I just won $50 million for suing the shit out of Starbucks. I was drinking an iced coffee, and it fucking gave me frostbite because it was too cold. How dare them? Poor me! But good thing, with my new $50 million, I was able to buy a new face. And you can't even tell anything happened, but I'm still suffering. So hopefully Starbucks learns their lesson, so other people don't have to suffer like me.
Oh my god, he actually did it. He got $50 million by pouring a Starbucks drink on his face.
Who's fucking Paid?
I'm fucking Paid.
Who's fucking Paid?
I'm fucking Paid.
Hold on, let me call you on my cash phone.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Oh, it's ringing. Cha-ching.
You should probably answer it.
Oh, good idea. Hello?
Excuse me, sir. I just wanted to ask if you were fucking Paid.
Oh, I'm fucking Paid.
How paid are you?
Fucking.
Oh, that's interesting, because I'm also fucking paid.
Oh, what a coincidence.
We're both fucking paid.
Yes.
Oh, hold on. I'm being rude. I have to hang up.
Okay.
All three of you have the same hair color and mustaches.
Don't compare me to poor people. I'm rich.
Well, I have $5 million.
Yeah, but that's still upper lower class. I'm richer.
But you guys committed fraud and got a bunch of money from it.
No, we won this money legally.
Yeah, it's not fraud. I suffered. You saw me pour a hot coffee on my face. And you saw me pour an iced coffee on my face. And so I think I should actually get $100 million. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Starbucks and get a hot coffee, and I'm going to boof it. And then I'm going to say that Starbucks' coffee was too hot for my asshole. Oh. And then I can get $150 million.
That's a good idea. We should do that.
Well, no, that's not a good idea, because you guys are taking money from actual people who suffered. You poured that on your face on purpose.
But I did suffer, Marvin.
Oh, you guys got so much money for no reason.
Ask me what I'm going to do with my $5 million.
What are you going to do with your $5 million?
Are you going to give it to charity?
Oh, fuck that. Charity can lift the left side of my asshole. The right side is reserved for the hookers I'm going to buy, which some of them might be named Charity, and then I will give to charity my seed on her face, and she'll smile because of all the stacks of cash.